Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Federal court pleas and deals
from a former NBA ref and a current NFL quarterback.
In Iraq, bombings claim more than 200 lives, and Flossie slides by Hawaii.
It's got me worked up a little bit. It's got me nervous.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It's reportedly game over for a one-time NBA referee caught up in a betting scandal. CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor has the story.
That's the whistle actually being blown by Tim Donaghy, reffing an NBA playoff game. But with the whistle blown on him, Donaghy is expected to plead guilty in New York federal court today to charges he bet on games he officiated. For 13 years, Donaghy was an NBA ref, and by most accounts, not a bad one. He's not likely to be one again, though, as today's plea caps a federal case looking into illegal gambling. A couple of his friends are likely to be indicted today as well. Jim Taylor, CBS News, New York.
Well, no comment from his attorneys, but there are reports an NFL star accused in a dog-fighting case may be close to cutting a deal. CBS News reporter Pete Combs has more from Atlanta.
It could come as early as today. An announcement from Falcons quarterback Michael Vick that he's making a deal with federal prosecutors in Richmond, Virginia. Even so, Vick's defense team admits the all-pro football star faces an uphill battle. He'll most likely have to do hard time in prison and will still have to figure out a way to play ball when he gets out.
In northwestern Iraq, the screams of a child, one of the hundreds of people wounded in a series of suicide bombings yesterday that killed more than 200 people. The target, members of a religious group some Muslims consider infidels. Lieutenant Colonel Mike Donnelly says he suspects Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
It's their attempt to disrupt the process short of, you know, assessments that are coming in September and the success that we've had with the surge.
The Bush administration is poised to take an unprecedented step, declaring a branch of another country's military to be a terrorist organization. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
Nick, the country is Iran, and the military branch is the Revolutionary Guard. Terror expert MJ Gohel looks at the role of Iran's top army unit.
The Revolutionary Guard lends support to Hezbollah and Hamas, and also it is accused of assisting the Shia militias in Iraq.
The administration's move would be aimed at blocking any of the Revolutionary Guard's financial assets. The Washington Post reports the Guard has a vast business network. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, the wind kicked up on the Big Island. Flossie blustered but didn't cause any significant damage as it skirted south of Hawaii and is now a tropical storm. But still, conditions got dicey enough to make Greg Frazier nervous.
My house is only about 4 feet above sea level as it is, so obviously as the sea raises, that's closer and closer to my porch, which is good.
Forecasters say up to 8 inches of rain still possible for the island. In Galveston, the waters of the Gulf of Mexico are getting choppier as the season's fifth tropical depression begins to grow. It's expected to become a tropical storm before making landfall in Texas tomorrow. Beach Patrol Chief Peter Davis.
We're getting ready to get real busy, basically.
No relief in sight yet for people in the southern plains and deep south who are sweltering through a heat wave now blamed for a dozen deaths. How are people coping? Well, this St. Louis man says for him, it's drink, drink, drink.
A lot of water. Lots and lots of water.
And thousands of tourists are wilting in the triple-digit heat in Memphis, which marks the 30th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death tomorrow. It's been long, hot, and dry this summer in many parts of the country. As CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula reports from North Carolina, it's going to stay that way into autumn. Dull Mother Nature's palate and cut tourism.
These dried-up, crunchy brown leaves, which have been floating to the ground much earlier than normal, should be lush and green, set to turn brilliant colors in a couple of months. Worsening drought conditions, though, could ruin fall splendor in the mountains of the Carolinas, Tennessee, and Virginia. That concerns those who make money off leaf-viewing tourists.
It's now 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The Colorado-born kids of illegal immigrants will be able to pay in-state tuition at state colleges and universities this fall. A new opinion from Attorney General Souther says their parents will still have to show they've been living in Colorado for the last year, just like other parents. Souther says the lower in-state tuition is a benefit for the kids themselves, not their illegal parents. Students Students with high grade point averages or high SAT scores can enter Colorado's public colleges next year, even if they have not met strict new entrance requirements. Colorado Commission on Higher Education voting unanimously to temporarily back away from requirements that include 4 years of English, 3 years of math. Up to 20% of incoming college students fail to meet those standards. And a district judge has overturned an Adams County judge who declared Colorado's smoking ban unconstitutional in a case involving the Oasis Cabaret. The establishment argued the ban violated the due process of owners who wanted to establish their business as a cigar bar and allow smoking under a loophole in the law. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. The big traffic news, of course, is the closure of I-70 in both directions near Grand Junction. We had a nasty semi crash there with a hazardous material spill on the 26.5-mile overpass. That bridge has been in danger of collapse, and we have a lot of cleanup. It's going to take hours. So right now, the interstate is closed between U.S. 6 and Clifton. Detours would be your I-70 business route through Grand Junction. Trucks could use I-70 or U.S. 50. Here in the metro, we have one surface street crash on Bellevue at Santa Fe. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and cooler with a high of 90. Tonight.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-497-8630. 800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
Friday morning, and then come back. And I believe we're on at 8 o'clock at night. Yeah. We'll be on at 8 o'clock at night. We'll sit in for Alan Combs and his show that runs nationally and runs here nightly on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. And thanks to Alan for letting us do that. We've got a guy coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. He's hard to get on the radio because he's in such demand. And that's Center for American Progress's senior fellow and Middle East expert Lawrence Korb. We're going to talk to Lawrence Korb about a couple of things. One, the condition of the armed services, and about the Army being exhausted. Two, about the idea that the draft was never taken off the table. Three, the idea of, is the surge really working? Or is it not? Because now, conventional wisdom is kind of, well, the surge is working. I'm starting to get those emails from people who support our current policy. So we'll ask Lawrence Korb that. And then the other thing that has happened is that the administration has seen fit to put Iran's before I can give this to you. Yeah, here it is. That they have, that the Bush administration, according to the New York Times this morning, is preparing to declare that Iran's Revolutionary Guards Corps is a foreign terrorist organization. Okay, what's behind that and what's the gamble there? And we'll talk to Lawrence Korb about that coming up this morning. So it's good to be able to have Lawrence on the program. Do I sound like I'm scatterbrained this morning? Do I sound like I'm like all over the place this morning? I am a little bit, I guess. I'm fixated with this thing that I can't stop being fixated with. And that is some of the total and complete irrelevance and bizarre craziness that goes on when it comes to politics. And the fact that there are a lot of days I come in here, and I'm sure there's a lot of days you don't listen to this radio station because you just don't want to hear it. You just do not want to hear it. Now, here's an example of what I'm talking about. Do we have that Michelle Obama cut? Did you save that? Okay, this is totally unplanned. I had not planned to talk about this, but John Turk played this for me. And I keep hearing this coming up. And my feeling about it is, so what? Why are we wasting our time on this? Why? This is the very thing that turns people away. I really believe that. Here's Michelle Obama in Chicago talking about her husband, Barack.
What are we saying to our children? If a man like Barack Obama isn't black enough, then who is? Who are they supposed to be? So we have to cut that nonsense out because it is not helping our children.
Why are we even debating whether he is black enough? Why are we into this? Why? Because it's a great diversion. Talk about the problems that face us? Nah. Let's have a discussion about how really black is Barack Obama. Let's have a discussion about Hillary Clinton's cleavage. Let's have a discussion about Mitt Romney's makeup costs. Let's have a discussion about John Edwards' haircut. Doesn't that turn you off? Does that make you sick? You just hate to hear it? Whether Barack Obama is black enough or not, how does that affect you? How does it affect me? How does it affect any of us? And I'm kind of ashamed that I'm giving it so much time. No, really, how does it affect you? Grab a cup of coffee and think about this. Does it really affect you, or do we look at it this way? I don't care what color Barack Obama is. I don't care what gender Hillary Clinton is. I don't care where John Edwards got his hair cut. I don't care how much Mitt Romney spends on makeup. That stuff, I don't care about that. Here's what I care about. We got stuff going on we're troubled about. Who's the best person to fix that? Now, the infrastructure. We have a road alert this morning. I-70 in Grand Junction between US 6 and Clifton due to a semi-accident and bridge damage at road 26-5. They're recommending that you take an alternative route. The infrastructure has been on all of our minds. In fact, we've discussed it, we've talked about it, we've argued about it. Privatization versus fixing what we have, the whole tax question, all of that stuff. But instead, we'll talk about how black Barack Obama is. Here's another one. This is another one. Took me a long time to see this for what it was. I would get emails from people who would say, this is exactly what this is, Jay, and I would reject that in my thick-headed stupidness. AG issues tuition ruling. Students who are Colorado residents and U.S. citizens qualify for in-state college tuition, even if their parents are illegal immigrants, according to an opinion Tuesday, released yesterday, by Colorado Attorney General John Southers. Well, you can bet that talk radio here in this state, they're going to be all over this. How many people are involved in this? Listen to this. Southern's decision covers U.S. citizens under the age of 22 who are not emancipated from their undocumented parents. Skaggs said about 75 students statewide fall into the category annually. 75 students.
Oh, God, I'm brown people. These brown people are not from here, and they're getting education, and then they had these anchor babies, and oh, my God, we should change the Constitution. And we're talking 75 people. Never mind the infrastructure. Never mind what's going on in Iraq. Never mind all the other things that are facing us. Okay, health care, no. Forget it. Let's talk about something that affects 75 students and blow that way out of proportion. Or let's get into a debate about whether Barack Obama is black enough. Is Barack Obama an African American? Is Barack Obama a black man? Is Barack Obama a Negro?
What is Barack Obama? Let's get into that, because if I've been a water carrier and a supporter of things going on in this country, particularly the administration's course, hey, guess what? I get a talk show out of it. I suck you into it. And I don't have to own up for my own false, phony cheerleading of the war, waving of my American flag, and the fact that the current administration, whether you're right, left, or in the middle, doesn't make any difference where you sit, that the current administration blows, that most people don't care when George W. Bush takes a vacation because they don't care about him, and that politics in general suck, and that most people, instead of willingly running to the phone, hello, hello, is this the J. Martin? I'm going to talk, right? You know where they'll run to. KBCO. All Things Considered. Morning Edition. The Mix. Because God Almighty, it beats being pounded with this irrelevant crap, doesn't it? 21 minutes after 6. Well, I'm in one of my cheery moods. But it's true, though. Aren't you tired? Oh, boy, let's have a panel. Oh, and you know what? We can do what Tucker Carlson did a couple of nights ago on MSNBC. Let's have a panel of informed journalists to talk about whether Barack Obama is black enough or not. However, the people that are speculating about how black he is, guess what they are? They're freaking white. Right? The two talk show hosts in this town who speculated, I believe it was yesterday, about Barack Obama being black, guess what color they were? They were white. Absurd. 621. Traffic. Gina.
Thanks, Jay. So far, we've got a good start to the drive here in the metro area. Not a lot to worry about at all. We just had one wreck. It was cleared off of Bellevue at Santa Fe there on your surface streets. Westbound I-76, heavier now between 74th and I-25. Of course, you'll have the same situation along southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen. Of course, I-70 will remain shut down in both directions there between US 6 and Clifton. That'll be in the Grand Junction area, so don't plan on using it. Weather outlook today, you can expect a cooler day. We're only going to get a high of 90 today, partly cloudy. Right now, some clouds in 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Mile High Harley-Davidson is having a grand opening party for the new Parker store, two blocks south of E-470 at Parker Road and Pine Lane. Eat, drink, and rock and roll Sunday, August 26th from noon to 5. Mile High Harley, now in Parker. It's not what you bring to the party, it's the hog you take home.
Look, it's vitamin A.
Vitamins and minerals of Centrum Silver? I've got a big announcement. We've been reformulated!
I fear change.
Relax, Zinc. Centrum Silver still helps protect the health of people over 50. And now we're better balanced to work together. Like more vitamin C and E to support natural cell repair.
C. E. I love this antioxidant.
New age-adjusted Centrum Silver. Working better together.
From A to Zinc.
23 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos. They line them up beginning to end. And you get the pick of over 700 vehicles. Largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, and minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. Plus, on top of that, their matching down incentive is going on, and they got the personnel to get the job done. People who you can trust, and people who will help you out to get the deal that you want. I'm talking about Tom and Marv Alshear, Colby Harris. I'm talking about Gerard Bernard, Freddie Labrato. All the folks at Rockies work very, 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 very hard. Hello to Ziggy and Isaac and all my buddies in the Tower of Power and the folks at Rockies, Adolph Lawn, they just get it done. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or go out there and see them in person. They're open tonight until 9. That's because they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, I'll give you the address. You can't miss them. Big sign out front. They used to put me on that sign every once in a while. I guess I just don't qualify anymore for that. Just like they used to put me in their commercials, too, remember? Now that I've lost all this weight, I guess I don't qualify for that either. But I'll tell you what, I do qualify. I qualify like you qualify for a good car deal, and there's no better place to get that than at Rockies, corner 63rd and Federal.
Some women stick needles into their face to look younger.
Ouch.
Other women get fancy treatments that cost hundreds of dollars.
Ouch.
Here's something that should make you feel better. You can look years younger without painful injections, harsh chemicals, or expensive treatments. All you need is Dermatage. It's a revolutionary new skincare system using the latest technology to help reduce the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines in just minutes. See for yourself. Try it free for 2 weeks just for calling 1-800-400-7618. Dermatologists tested Dermatage increases skin firmness and hydration and helps boost your natural collagen production to give you smoother, younger-looking skin in just minutes. With your first application of Dermatage, you'll see visible changes in your skin, an immediate improvement in fine lines and wrinkles, and a healthy, dewy glow. Say goodbye to your wrinkles today and take years off your appearance for free. Call within the next 15 minutes for your risk-free trial of Dermatage at 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah! Now don't touch the knobs, because I feel we're going to have some fun with this one here.
Yeah, don't touch those knobs.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you dare try to work your way to Radio Tokyo. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. Thunderstorms, high today, around 90. And as per usual, I'm just babbling around in the first hour of the show. But talking about all the irrelevant stuff that's discussed and that's waved out there. And then you also get to the point, too, where even if you want to deal with the relevant stuff, you really can't deal with it because you've had enough of it. And I don't know, is this a reoccurring theme on my part? Do I keep going into this every day too much about this? I'm just trying to crack this dilemma. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. I'm just trying to, as Dennis Kucinich said during the AFL-CIO debate, I'm just trying to dig a hole to the other side and get to China. Which, by the way, I get on the air and said, did I already apologize for this? I got on the air and said, boy, I hate the Chinese. Some guy sends me an email. My girlfriend's Chinese. What do you mean by that? No, I meant the Chinese leadership. And we'll get into that in the toys here in a little while. But the idea, the very idea that, God, look how long we are until the election, and all this stuff is going on, and all of this insane debates, and these points, I mean, here's what I don't get. Maybe you can clue me in, and maybe you can tell me the right or wrong of this. How is it that white males, who predominate the media and predominate this business, and that would be redundant, but how is it that they sit around and judge and speculate about whether Barack Obama is black enough? How does that work? Why is that accepted by the public as even being legitimate? First of all, measuring somebody's skin pigmentation or their lifestyle, I don't know. What does being black mean? You're not black enough. What does that mean? I mean, if somebody says to me you're not Jewish enough, I get what that means. Oh, okay, I don't keep kosher. I don't celebrate Pesach. I don't go to temple. You could, you know, bring up numerous other. Oh, Jay, we've heard you working during the high holy days. We've heard you working on the radio during Yom Kippur. We've heard you working on the radio. And, you know, you're not Jay. You're not Jewish enough. How about you're not Baptist enough? What does that mean? Well, I think most of us understand what that means, right? You don't follow the tenets of the Baptist Church. Okay, but what does you're not black enough mean? What does you're not Latino enough mean? You're not Asian enough mean? What does that mean? How do you judge that stuff? How do you decide whether somebody's black or not? Do you look at them and say, oh, looks like a black man to me? Oh, he had a white mother? Well, yeah, but so what? He looks black. Don't people who look black traditionally ally themselves with blacks, other blacks, and the black community? Traditionally. or Hispanics. They ally themselves with Hispanics, or whites. We were talking about this yesterday in the case of Michael Vick. Whites have a tendency to ally themselves with whites, have a tendency to hang around with other white people. So what was Barack Obama supposed to do? Was he supposed to move to Chicago and then go out to Highland Park or Lake Forest and move in there? And then when somebody out there said, not that they would, but if somebody out there said to him, got kind of a heavy skin pigmentation, don't you? What are you doing living around here? We don't get many young, upstanding black Americans. Then Barack Obama blurts out, yes, but my mother was white. Now, Barack Obama considers himself to be black. He marries a black woman. He has black children. But what we get is we get white people sitting around speculating about how black is Barack Obama, and will Barack Obama be black enough for the black community? Not, well, is he the best candidate or he's not the best candidate? I'm not going to vote for him because there's something about him I don't like. Or I'm not going to vote for him because I think his statement about Pakistan was wrong. Or I'm not going to vote for him because I don't think he has enough experience. Or I'm not going to vote for him because I don't like either party and I don't know who I'm going to vote for and I have to wait to see who the nominee is. For any number of reasons. Same thing when people give you this stuff about John Edwards or Mitt Romney. Edwards. Isn't he the Breck girl? Didn't he get a $400 haircut? Mitt Romney. He spends $300 on makeup? He's got how much money? No. Wouldn't it be better to say, okay, these guys are running. Let's hear them put their ideas on the table. Let's see what they got. And then we'll make an informed decision about what they're about. Now, here's my question. Finally, Jay, a concrete question. Finally, after 30 minutes of babbling, boy, no wonder I listened to Morning Edition. I'm tired of that guy babbling. No, finally a question here. If you choose to get off your half moons, rise to the occasion, and answer it. Is it really relevant about how black Barack Obama really is? I mean, is this something that we should be discussing? Is it relevant that John McCain, not John McCain, scratch that. Is it relevant that Mitt Romney spends $300 on makeup? Or is it more relevant to look at Mitt Romney and say, well, listen, you know, you're supporting a surge in a war, and I don't see your kids over there. Or is it relevant to talk about John Edwards' haircut and the fact that he lives in a big house? I mean, are these all relevant things to discuss? I'd be interested to know, and I say that a lot on this show, I'd really like to know if you think this stuff is worth discussing, or if 6:33 in the morning, 33 minutes after 6 is too early to ask, or you're off listening to Morning Edition. It's Morning Edition. So you don't hear this anyway, and you're not going to respond. Let me see. Let's see. Is there anybody there? Oh. It's the J. Marvin relevancy meter. No. Not a very relevant comment. We're moving people. We're moving people like lemmings to the cliff here with our gigantic signal. We're pulsating and beaming into every inch and crack of Colorado. 303-713-7600. Okay, is it worth debating about how black Barack Obama is or about all these other things that I brought up? Even Hillary Clinton's cleavage? Do you think it's, or what she wears? I see she's dressed in a pastel. That must be a new strategy. No, see, you know what? John Turk's laughing. Listen, I heard somebody on Fox News, on False News, I heard them speculating about this, that her wearing a pastel is a new campaign tactic. And I thought, yeah, right, okay, sure. Yeah, that's exactly it. Okay. Right, never mind what she says about foreign policy. Forget that. Let's worry about what clothes she wears. 303-713-7600. Your call's coming up, 635. Here's traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We've got heavier traffic, of course, on that north side of the city, westbound I-76, approaching I-25. Your usual Thornton and North Glen stretch. Thankfully, we don't have any issues, including wrecks on the highways to slow you down. We do have one at 48th and Pecos. Of course, I-70 remains closed both directions near Grand Junction between US 6 and Clifton.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Party for the new Parker store, two blocks south of E-470 at Parker Road.
Close your eyes and think of warm tropical breezes, white sandy beaches, aquamarine waters, and deep blue skies. Now imagine you're enjoying a faraway underwater world of coral reefs and Dr. Seuss tropical sea creatures. Ocean First Divers invites you on an exotic journey to Indonesia, Cozumel, or the Galapagos. Be pampered in Bali or dive off the Yucatan, starting at under $1,800 per person. Need lessons or a refresher? Ocean First Divers has Boulder's only heated dive pool, located right at 30th and Bluff Street, next to the steel yards. Go online at oceanfirstdivers.com and check out their carbon offset program.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Remember those little hard rubber balls that bounced really high? I love those. When I was good, my mom would give me a quarter to get one. Now I'm an adult, but it's still nice to be rewarded for doing the right thing. Like with my Progressive Direct car insurance, I save over $400 a year for being a good driver. That's like 1,600 rubber balls. I mean a substantial savings.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Environmental crisis humanity faces today. Bojo's is a green operation using wind source power in all stores. When the temperature's rising, prices are falling at Walmart. 16-ounce Oscar Mayer meat wieners are only $1.25, and buy 39-ounce original Maxwell House coffee for just $5.77. Catch the falling prices at Walmart today.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. When was the last time anyone offered to buy your car? At Go Automotive Group, we do it every day. In fact, we'll buy your car whether you buy ours or not. Simply stop by any of our 17 Go showrooms for your quick and easy appraisal. Then shop Colorado's largest selection of new and used cars and trucks. Over 7,000 Chevys, Subarus, Dodges, Fords, Hondas, Jeeps, Nissans, Toyotas, and more. And with a new Go Smart Choice, you'll see your trade-in value up front. Go sells thousands of cars and trucks every month, so we need to buy thousands back. Why not yours? Go will buy your car whether you buy ours or not. For your quick and easy appraisal, call 303-GO-CARS-GO. Come by any of our 17 Go showrooms or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com. Baby, the light screen. Go!
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What are we saying to our children? If a man like Barack Obama isn't black enough, then who is? Who are they supposed to be? So we have to cut that nonsense out because it is not helping our children.
People moving in.
Oh, okay. is the Black Enough. 6:39 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms and a high today 90. Jay Marvin along with you. Well, I got to remind you something here quick before we take some phone calls. AM 760 wants to send you to see them, to the movies for free. The 11th Hour, produced and narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio, is a film that inspires action as we face the crisis of global warming. The film screening is coming up Thursday, August the 23rd at the UA Denver Pavilions. Come pick up your free movie passes today between noon and 1. That's noon and 1 at Bojo's in Denver, located right there at 2710 Colorado Boulevard. For more information on this, visit am760.net. Okay, is this worth discussing about how black Barack Obama is, or Hillary Clinton's cleavage, or whatever? Let's go to Bill in Littleton. Bill, you're on AM760. Hello, Bill. Bill once. Bill twice. The bill is due. Bill wanted to say the Dems were the ones that were talking about his Barack Obama's blackness. Sorry you couldn't hang on, Bill, but you know what? The two examples that I have of people talking about his blackness, and I'm sure that if I went to Media Matters, I could find more, but the two examples that I have are Tucker Carlson. Now, what color do you think he is? And a local talk show host here. A couple of them talking about it. And they weren't Dems. And they weren't black. But is this stuff worth talking about? I mean, do we really need to be concerned about this? Or do we need to be concerned about how they're going to run the country? Or maybe you fall into the third category of the I don't give a it department. 303-713-7600. Now, don't make me pull teeth to get calls here. Okay? Don't make me torture you. Let me go to Vince in Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Vince.
You just said it was a local talk show. I'm guessing it wasn't Reggie Rivers because...
No, it was on radio, and it was not Reggie Rivers.
Yeah, and since he's the only black host in town, it's got to be a white guy. I was going to say, I don't think it's all that important. I kind of like Barack Obama's black cleavage. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I mean, black, what is too black? Do you check that on the Sherwin-Williams paint chip scale or something?
I don't know. How do you judge that? What is too black?
Well, I suppose that, you know, maybe 100 years ago, Too Black would have been, you know, the guy that they decide not to lynch. I don't think Too Black has anything to do with, you know, I don't think the black community thinks one way or another about it. It's just the people that actually do don't care for people of color. I think they're the only ones that really care. So who knows? I don't know.
I just find it that the public would even. I find it just ironic the public would engage in this, and that the people who are engaging in it, particularly the people in the media who are engaging in it, that they all have one thing in common. Oh, whoops, they're white.
Yeah. Well, it does make you wonder. I mean, nobody is questioning their credentials. I have been wondering for quite a while what the heck Tucker Carlson's. What are his qualifications for anything whatsoever, let alone have a network show or a cable show anyway?
Experienced journalist and commentator.
Oh, okay. Based on his father.
But you know, my feeling about it is that Tucker Carlson's not white enough to hold that job.
You know, that was my thought too. I don't think he's white enough, and I don't think Bill Kristol's white enough either. And
yeah. do you think Rudy Giuliani's white enough to be president of the United States? That's a question I want to ask.
I don't think he's Italian enough.
Yeah, there you go. Do you think he's Italian?
No, I don't think. I don't think he's Italian enough, and I don't think. Let me see. Who is it? Tom Tancredo's
Italian enough?
That doo doo crazy enough?
Yeah, let's have that debate. Huh? Yeah. Aren't there any conservatives out there that want to rise to the debate of that? Anybody want to rise to the debate of that? I mean, is Rudy Giuliani white enough to be president of the United States?
Well, I think he apparently is sexually active enough to be the last president of the United States.
Oh, well. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, there have been some stories coming out. I'll tell you, I'm going to start reading that. I think it's in Penthouse Letters.
Judy. Judy Giuliani.
Well, yeah, and even that, all the other women he was carrying on with before Judy. I think it's going to be a saucy one.
You know what? And what I don't get about those women carrying on with him, I mean, I'm sorry, but he is, like, creepy looking.
Yeah, he's not a handsome man. I don't picture him on the cover of a romance novel.
I mean, he looks like a guy with false teeth and bad breath.
I know. Isn't that scary?
And a comb-over.
The Governor's Hot Passion. A new romance novel by Judy Giuliani.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, nobody wants to answer the question about Rudy Giuliani? Come on. Let's be the first to start it here. Is Rudy Giuliani Mitt Romney or John McCain? Are they white enough to be president of the United States? Are they white enough for you whites? Because after all, we have to debate on whether Barack Obama is black enough. How about Hillary Clinton? Is she woman enough? White woman enough for you white women voters? Like, in other words, does she wax her mustache? You know, does she have a feminine enough appeal? 303-713-7600. Here's Doug in Longmont. Doug, you're on AM 760.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. You're talking to me. Let me see. That guy was funny. Rudy is not Italian enough, your last caller.
Is he white enough?
I like that last guy, Billy, or whatever his name was. I like he's not Italian. On Hillary, that black mustache, in the olden days, you loved her. You've been way too hard on her. She's hot, you know, in many ways. She's got a brain. In the olden days, she was, you know, one of your dream girls with Martell. So, I'd back off of her. I would say 100% is about as white as you could possibly get. There is no other candidate who can match up with him. The reason I call in is I was listening to you, and then I go get my coffee, before I went to get my coffee, I put on Bob Dylan because I was tired about about blackness and haircuts and that stuff. And then I came back, and I love you so much, I put it back on, and there we were talking about it again. So I just want to talk about Hillary or Iraq or democracy or conspiracies or that.
Well, you know, you don't find anything ironic in the fact that you have mostly white males who are debating whether a guy is black enough or not.
I think Tucker, who I enjoy only because my 22-year-old daughter who just graduated in Washington, D.C., thinks he's hot. So I try to figure out why do young people like him. I think it's because he's a smart ass, and he never admits that he's wrong. And I enjoy one of the things that I enjoy you and Chris Matthew. I enjoy people who go, oh, yeah, I made a mistake. You know, and Tucker doesn't know how to do that. Because he's young and he's speaks a lot from ignorance, and he really thinks this philosophy of you get there on your own, when we all know he didn't, and this sink or swim and social Darwinism is the way to go, and he's just wrong, but I don't think anybody, Mitt Romney, is truly white enough to be president. He's got it all, and I bet his haircuts cost a lot more than Edwards or Clinton's.
I think Mitt Romney should prove to us that he's white enough.
He's spiffy
for the job. He needs to prove that he's white enough.
Well, I think he's there. He's already there. He's got it all. He's I'm not voting for him, but he's got a lot of confidence. You know, he saved the Olympics. He's made a lot of money, and he doesn't know how to keep one story straight from one minute to the next. He never apologizes. He wants to double the size of.
He apologized yesterday. He apologized for misspeaking about his son's and national service. So you got to give him credit. You got to give him credit for that. Doug, thank you, man. I appreciate
the
call.
Okay, take care, Jake.
Take care. See you later. All right. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. This is the radio station with exclusively white cum, too. We don't have any black people calling in to talk about this. Do we have any black people listening at 649, 49 minutes after the hour? Or are we all just a bunch of white limousine liberals sitting around talking about this? And the deal that Barack Obama is not black enough? Yeah, let's... I mean, how relevant is that, especially if it's judged by white people? What does black enough mean? What does that mean? Does that mean, like, Barack, do you or do you not, every single night or sometime during the week, do you have chitlins? Or chitterlins, as they call them? Do you have chitlins? Do you believe in the use of poultices? You like fatback and greens? Oh. You like T-bones and ribeyes. Maybe you're too white. 6:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. So far, we've got a decent ride around the metro area. Very good shape on most of our highways, including 225. Not a lot of delays just yet. Just a little sluggish southbound 25 right around Dayton. C-470, excellent conditions on the south side. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike getting busy now between Broadway and I-25. Of course, you'll have the same situation on eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Weather outlook today. We're going to have a partly cloudy day. Cooler with a...
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important announcement from the Mortgage Store. You can't afford to miss this. Due to the adjustable rate mortgage crisis, Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation has pledged $20 billion in financing to help families stay in their homes and get a loan they can afford. The best way for you to access this program is calling the Mortgage Store. They're dedicating $35 million to a bailout fund to help homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages going out of control. Get rid of that adjustable loan and all the other debt and get security of one new low fixed payment and no payment for up to 90 days. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and they'll take care of it because they're a direct lender, and they can close that loan fast. They approve their own loans, so they can say yes even if you've been turned down elsewhere. Discover how much money you could be saving every single month. There's a limited amount of money available, and it's not going to last long. So call now, 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Go to Bojo's Pizza in Denver at Colorado and Yale today at noon and pick up your pass to The 11th Hour, the movie that examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today. Bojo's is a green operation using wind source power in all stores.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What are we saying to our children? If a man like Barack Obama isn't black enough, then who is? Who are they supposed to be? So we have to cut that nonsense out because it is not helping our children.
of a white man. Yeah, okay. We could do that. We should do that. It should be a national agenda. Everybody should talk about that. Are the leading Republican contenders white enough? Because they seem to be fixated on the fact that Barack Obama is black. What a, how stupid is this? 303-713-7600. I don't. I'll tell you what's really disappointing. Hi today, 90. There's only one black person calling this morning. If you're African American, I'd love to know what you think about that. Since when does anybody running for office have to be black enough, white enough, female enough? Well, beats talking about Iraq, doesn't it? Here's Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, you know, every time I hear something like this come up, I can't resist the urge to take a shot at this afternoon talk show host you're talking about. And you're too polite to mention his name, and I respect that, but so I'll mention it for you.
Well, wait a minute now. Before you start doing that, I mean, it's not only it's a matter of being polite, but it's also a matter of, well, all right, just go ahead. I'm not going to censor you.
All right, well, thanks. Well, I'm not going to be too mean about it. I'm just going to say that I think that Dan Kaplis is terrified of Barack Obama. I really believe that. I figured that out during that whole Madrasa story, which he took that and ran with it and ran it into the ground, and then he kept pounding on it after it was dead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, even though it turned out to be false.
Exactly. And even after it was demonstrated to be false again and again, you know, all over the other shows, he still insisted on running with it. And I think he's terrified of Barack Obama. He hates and despises all Democrats, but he's scared to death of Barack Obama because he must see him as representing a real opportunity for Democrats to take the White House, and he cannot handle that. And that's why he takes any and every opportunity to take a shot at Barack Obama. And if you listen to that show, you'll see it again and again and again. And that's my opinion. I think that's what's going on there. And so, you know, the question, is he black enough? It's a distraction. It's a non-issue. But, if it's a chance to take a shot at him, you can count on him to go with it.
Well, a lot of those guys are out there creating non-issues. And the reason they're creating a lot of non-issues is because it beats confronting the real issues. And, look, you can't talk about the real issues every single day. Then you get overburdened. But it's like they're doing all these things that are, well, let me put it this way. If you had another president in there and the president had a D under his name and we were in this kind of situation that we're in now, they would be all over that on a daily basis. But now they're doing things like, is Barack Obama black enough, about conservation and tree management, and about children of illegal immigrants who were born here in the United States getting college tuition, when the Rocky Mountain News points out we're talking 75 kids. Yeah, Ron, we see what's going on, and it's pretty disgusting. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Jake.
All right, maybe I'll pick this up later, because we did get some African-Americans who did call in, but it's too late now. I got to go to Lawrence Korb and talk about the surge and a lot of other things, but maybe we'll come back and touch back on this again.
Jay Martin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right. Find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best Kept Secrets
to healthy aging with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-900-4964. 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
Jay Martin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in high definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
NBA referee Tim Donaghy is in federal court at this hour to plead guilty to charges in connection with betting on basketball games he was officiating. Donaghy surrendered to authorities just a few minutes ago and was taken to the courtroom in Brooklyn. Along with betting, the FBI is also investigating whether Donaghy funneled inside information to others. Donaghy, who resigned last month after 13 years, was considered a top referee, good enough to have been assigned this year's Western Conference semifinals. The scandal has had a major impact, rocking the NBA and all of its referees. I'm Nick Young in New York, and now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapani.
Published reports say Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick has been given until Friday to plead guilty to federal dogfighting charges or face a new indictment for gambling. A report the New York Police Department is releasing this morning warns that disaffected young Muslim immigrants pose a serious threat to national security. Officials say the threat is hard to deal with since it involves people who don't stand out the way foreign terrorists do. Published reports say the White House is poised to brand Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps a foreign terrorist organization. Using that designation against a military unit from another country would be unprecedented, but terrorism expert M.J. Gohill says there's evidence that the label fits.
The Revolutionary Guard lends support to Hezbollah and Hamas, and also it is accused of assisting the Shia militias in Iraq.
Here at home, the blanket of hot air that's smothering the plains in the south won't lift for a few more days. A man in St. Louis has a secret weapon to beat the heat.
A lot of water. Lots and lots of water.
About a dozen deaths are blamed on the heat wave. Tropical storm Flossie, skirting past the Big Island of Hawaii now, is expected to dump as much as 8 inches of rain. Churning surf is an early sign of the tropical depression that's bearing down on the Texas Gulf Coast.
I'm Tracy Evans, standing on a rock jetty out in the Gulf of Mexico. Tropical depression number 5, the first Gulf event, is starting to bring some higher waves into Galveston, higher than they've seen all summer long. City managers here aren't very worried that this storm is going to do a lot of devastating damage, but since it's been such a wet summer, they are concerned about flooding.
Sharp-tongued radio talk host Don Imus has settled his wrongful discharge suit against CBS and is reportedly negotiating to return to work elsewhere. Radio critic David Hinckley expects the new Imus to be pretty much like the old one.
I don't think we'll get a fundamentally different Imus. I think we may well get an Imus who understands what the problem was and works very hard not to have that problem happen again.
One of the Rutgers women Imus offended is suing for defamation of character. Expect more selling at the opening bell on Wall Street less than 30 minutes from now. S&P futures are down about 9 points. This is CBS News.
Want to get your business noticed? Maybe you need to stand out more. At the Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot, you can print or engrave your logo on business cards, letterhead, and envelopes, and on thousands of promotional products, including apparel, pens, and more. And if you don't have a logo, Office Depot can help you create one. Help your business get noticed. Stop by Office Depot, and we'll show you how. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Can you guess where is Michelin Man? He's heading off-road to the daunting River of No Return. Fortunately, Michelin Man will return, because he has Michelin's new LTX AT2 tires, with class-leading off-road traction, plus exceptional on-road comfort for his trip home. For more on Michelin's new LTX AT2 tires, and to see where the River of No Return is, visit MichelinMan.com/guesswhere.
Michelin, a better way forward.
Claim based on internal Michelin off-road evaluation versus competition. See website for details.
Good morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The host committee for the 2008 Democratic National Get-Together in Denver has stopped issuing updates on fundraising after falling short of its first benchmark. But organizers say they're not worried. The host committee has a goal of raising $40 million in cash and $15 million in in-kind contributions by next June. In its last update, the committee had about $6 million in cash, short of its $7 million benchmark for June 1st. The convention will be held August 25th to the 28th next year. A man accused in a hit-and-run collision that killed an 8-year-old boy in a go-kart is set to enter a plea in late October. Appearing in court yesterday, Sean Daniels of Westminster found out he's facing a charge of leaving the scene of a fatal accident. He's free on $25,000 bond. And an ethics complaint has been dismissed against the special prosecutor in a case involving the Denver city attorney who killed himself a couple of months ago. Jeffco DA Scott Story has been prosecuting former judge and Denver city attorney Larry Manzanares, who killed himself after he is formerly charged with stealing a computer. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We do have a couple of issues up on the north side of town. Eastbound I-70 around Brighton. Looks like we got a minor snag there due to a stall. Westbound I-76, a two-car crash right near 88th. So that's just adding to your delays as you try to get down toward I-25. Heavier traffic on all of our highways across the metro area. We still, of course, have I-70 shut down in both directions near Grand Junction. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect a partly cloudy and cooler day with a high of 90. Currently, some clouds, 67 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Look, it's vitamin A.
Vitamins and minerals of Centrum Silver? I've got a big announcement. We've been reformulated!
Yeah! I fear change.
Relax, Zinc. Centrum Silver still helps protect the health of people over 50. And now we're better balanced to work together. Like more vitamin C and E to support natural cell repair.
C. E. I love this antioxidant.
New age-adjusted Centrum Silver. Working better together.
From A to Zinc.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Morning. It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Slight chance of thunderstorms, and the high today is going to be 90. Number of issues facing this country as far as the military goes, and the story has been out there floating around about a draft, president insisting that it's an all-volunteer army, and that his war czar, before Congress the other day, saying that, well, that the idea of a draft has never been off the table, and there's some other things going on out there. We welcome back to the program a guy who's very difficult to get, so we're very lucky to have him. The Center for American Progress's senior fellow and Middle East experts, Lawrence Korb, is our guest, and you can check out his opinion piece on this matter at AmericanProgress.org. Prior to joining the Center, he was a senior fellow and director of national security studies at the Council of Foreign Relations. From July 1998 to October 2002, he was Council Vice President, Director of Studies, and holder of the Maurice Greenberg Chair. Prior to that, Dr. Korb served as Assistant Secretary of Defense, Manpower, Reserve Affairs, Installations, and Logistics from 1981 to 1985. And, Mr. Korb, it's good to have you back on the program.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah. All right. The draft. This comes and goes. This comes and goes. It comes and goes. Where, what is the true deal about this? Where are we on this? And is this really been on the table and has never been taken off the table? And do you think that they could seriously, and when I say they, I'm talking about the Pentagon and I'm also talking about the United States government. Do you think that in this day and age, in 2007, they could get away with instituting a draft?
Well, I think if they had a draft, you wouldn't be able to stay in Iraq. But General Lute's comments, which he gave to NPR last week, I thought were right on the money, because he said it would make sense for this nation to consider return to the draft, because the all-volunteer army was never set up to fight a long war. And one could agree or disagree with going into Iraq, but the fact of the matter is that you're there now with 160,000 troops, plus you got another you know, 25,000 or so in Afghanistan, and this is undermining the very fabric of the all-volunteer army. And so I think, you know, General Lute was right on. Now, nobody wants to go back to it because if they do, the American people would say, well, wait a second here. You know, how long is this war going to go on? What are your purposes? Why aren't the Iraqis doing it? And the opposition to the war would become much more emotional because while people intellectually can say, gee, this doesn't make sense in Iraq, if their sons or daughters or husbands and, you know, wives were exposed to this, I think they would become much more vocal about it.
Yeah, we don't see 100,000 people or 150,000 people out in the streets these days about Iraq or basically about anything. But the dynamics would change if you went to the situation where kids, 18 years of age, were suddenly conscripted. I mean, had to go through a situation where, for instance, like they did in the latter part of the draft where you had no, there were no basic outs, which were the outs, of course, that Dick Cheney used and others used, but there were no outs. There was the lottery system based on your birthday and your Social Security number.
Right, and I mean, that's what would happen if we went back to it. You would have a lottery system, which we put in, you know, toward the end of the war in Vietnam, and certainly that was much fairer than the previous system, which had a, you know, a whole bunch of exemptions that people could and did use to avoid serving in Vietnam.
Okay, so we can't go back to a lottery because it's we can't go back to a draft because it's not feasible. The public's not going to buy it. They can never get it done. Then what's going to happen to the current military? Because Barry McCaffrey has spoke out about this. Numerous people have spoke out about this. And they've been speaking out of it now for months and months and months. And we're still going along the same course that we've been going along. How long can the armed services, how long can the Army, for instance, withstand this? Where what, in the last 2 months, I mean, this last month they barely met their recruiting goal. The 2 months before that, they didn't meet it.
Well, the real question for the American people to decide is how poor an army will you have? Now, I mean, what is happening is that in order to meet its recruiting goals, the army's had to lower its standards. I mean, normally you want to take in somebody who's a high school graduate and that man or woman scores above average on the armed forces qualification test and has a clean record, you know, high moral standing. In order to meet its recruiting goals, they're taking in almost 30% of the people who haven't completed high school. They're taking in about 20% of the people score below average on the armed forces qualification test, and 10% of them are given what General McCaffrey calls moral waivers, including almost 1,000 who've had felony convictions. So this is what's happening to your army. You're also violating the social contract you have with these brave men and women who volunteer. The idea was for every year you would spend no more than a year in a combat zone. Well, it's up to 15 months now, and that for you would get for the time you spent there twice as much time at home. So if you were there for 15 months, you'd be home for 30. People are only getting 12 months home. They're not even, you're not getting the 2-for-1. With the Guard and Reserve, the idea is you'd only be activated 1 year out of every 5. That obviously a lot of units have been, you know, haven't even had 3 years at home when they're being called back. And then just recently, what the Army has said is if you join up now, go right away to basic training, and agree to go to Iraq, you know, with a unit right after basic training, we'll give you $20,000. I mean, to me, that's un-American. You know, it was 5,000, then it went to 15, now it's to 20. Well, how high are you going to go to get people basically to volunteer for this? And if you look at your future leaders, your West Point retention, you know, after they complete their obligated 5-year services, the lowest it's been in 30 years. And so those are your future leaders. They're all getting out. So that's really the price that we're paying. And I think General Lute was correct to put this on the table. People need to understand that. Now, having done this, they decide they don't want to have a draft, okay, but you need to understand that if something else should happen in Korea, for example, you're not going to be able to, you know, to deal with it the way that you would like. Or 10 years from now, you're going to look around and say, well, gee, you know, the Army is not as effective as we would like it to be.
But you've got an administration. You basically got a Congress. You basically have got people in both parties. I mean, basically the mindset is No. We're not going to do this.
Well, it is, and I testified with General Keane before the House Armed Services Committee through the end of July, and there was a bill there that was pushed by Congressman Skelton from Missouri and Congressman Tauscher from California, which said, look, you know, you at least ought to have, you know, the minimum amount of time at home that you've been deployed. And a lot of people were against that. And I'm thinking, you know, I testified, said, how can you be against that? I mean, because, you know, what's happening because you're not doing that? The number of mental problems is up, divorces, suicides, desertions. These are the problems that you're causing. And, you know, there's supposed to be a two-for-one, and Congress tried to get it one-for-one, but most of the Republicans were concerned, oh, we don't want to tie the hands of the commander-in-chief.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Don't you find that to be amazing logic?
Yeah, it is. I mean, and in the provision also gave them a waiver, and the Republicans know. And, for example, General Casey gave a speech. He's the Army Chief of Staff before the National Press Club yesterday, and he said, well, he doesn't want to extend the tours from 15 months to 18 months, but, you know, if you want to keep the surge up, after next spring, that's what you're going to have to do. You know, in Korea and Vietnam, we didn't allow, you know, we never had more than 12-month tours. And the mental pressures in this war, as General Odom has pointed out, are worse than World War II, Korea, Vietnam, in terms of how much time the soldiers basically and Marines spend, you know, fighting as opposed to getting yourself time away from the front.
It's hard to see where all of this is going to go, except that it's going to backfire on us, and it's like everything else. We're going to put it off, and we're going to get burned later on down the line.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, that's what you're, you know, that's basically where you're heading. And I think we owe it to General Lou, who's a terrific guy. I mean, he really, really is. And, you know, I heard the interview that he gave to the National NPR, National Public Radio, and he said, yeah, this is something we should consider. He didn't say we should do it, but we really should. I mean, people need to say, okay, are you comfortable with giving people $20,000 to go to Iraq? I mean, what does that say about us as a people?
Well, it's this whole idea, though, all along that this was painted, that this whole thing is painted as some kind of life and death struggle, and that we have to mobilize, and we have to take on the Islamic terrorists, and we have to do all of these things. Yet, basically, the only people who are really involved in any of this are the men and women who are serving over there and their families. The average American who has nobody over there and has nothing to do with it is still out there. I mean, they're still out there doing their thing, but there's no mood of any kind of sacrifice. Now, if you had a draft, man, okay, that would change things immediately.
Oh, it would. I mean,
overnight.
I believe if you had a draft, you'd be out of Iraq by now. I mean, I don't think people would put up with, you know, this Iraqi government not living up to its part of the, you know, of the bargain. And they would be very upset about, you know, the statements that were made before the war about why we went in and how we had to go in. Say, if you look at the opinion polls and when people vote, that's the way they vote. But they don't have the same emotional involvement they had during Vietnam, when people, you know, could be drafted.
7:17, 17 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Lawrence Korb is our guest from the Center for American Progress. A couple other things here. The conventional wisdom, it's becoming conventional wisdom now all of a sudden, that the surge is working. Do you think the surge is working?
Well, I mean, remember the purpose of the surge was to provide breathing space for the Iraqi government to undertake the reconciliation process. And that was the basis on which you did it, because the concept was, well, the reason they can't is there's so much violence in Baghdad and some of the other cities. Now, what has happened is, by putting 30,000 more troops in there, you've been able to get certain areas in the country under control temporarily. But as we saw yesterday, the insurgents just go someplace else. And, I mean, you know, if you wanted to do it, you know, if you wanted to follow General Petraeus's counterinsurgency manual, you'd need 500,000 troops to get it under control. And you really don't have that many troops. I mean, people ask me, I said, well, if you want to really get it under control, you'd need 500,000 troops and be willing to stay for at least 10 years. Now, if you're not willing to do that, you've got to recognize that you're not going to be able to accomplish this goal of a peaceful, stable, democratic Iraq. It's just not going to happen in the short term. So what's happened is people have changed the terms of the debate. The idea was a surge so they could do the political progress, and within 6 months we would know. I can go back, you know, when the president gave a speech in January, right, and people said, well, 6 months has already passed. So now he said, well, okay, 9 months. We'll wait till General Petraeus comes back to give the report in September. But then people say, no, the surge, we got to give the surge more time, so let's wait till next spring. General Petraeus has said, well, I really won't, you know, have this situation under control till 2009. And so what's happened now, we're kind of moving the goalpost. And politically, I think what will happen is people who say, well, gee, you know, the surge was to get political progress, no political progress, therefore we got to start getting out. People say, well, you lost the war because you wanted to get out because the surge was working, and if you just give us more time. And so they completely misunderstand and misstate the purpose of the surge.
Yeah, I can see that happening, too. And the frustration that I have, and I'm sure a lot of other people have, too, is that there just seems to be no way to put an end to this. And now you even have major Democratic candidates coming out saying, well, we won't be able to get everybody out immediately, and we're going to have some presence. And you've got people like Joseph Lieberman, Lindsey Graham, and others who are insisting that we're making progress and that we're on the move. Yet, how long have we heard this?
Well, I mean, you've heard it several times, and even if you look and see what's happening where the most military progress has been made up in Al Anbar province, what has happened is the Sunnis insurgents, many of whom have killed Americans, are now aligned with us against Al Qaeda. And the problem is that while they may be against Al Qaeda, they're not for Maliki. And, you know, the prime minister, and he's not too happy about that. So, okay, you may keep Al Qaeda under control in Al Anbar, but what about the long term future, you know, of the Iraqi government? Because these Sunnis, I mean, their objective is to get themselves in power. I mean, their objective is not to live in a state, you know, that's dominated by the Shias. So you might achieve some short term goals, but it's going to be almost impossible to do it in the long term. In fact, you may have made the situation worse by, you know, arming and training these Sunni tribes.
Well, yeah, because you can't control them. So, in the end, we've had numerous conversations over the last 2.5 years about this. Here we are sitting here 2.5 years later, and there's no end to any of it.
Well, there isn't. And, I mean, you know, I think what's going to happen, I mean, unfortunately, I think the Congress, at best, in September will pass what they call the Abercrombie-Tanner bill or the Lugar-Warners, which basically says, okay, give us a plan for withdrawal, but doesn't mandate that it happens. You might see some small reductions in 2008, mainly because you're going to be running out of troops, but then this problem will be passed over to the next president, and, you know, there'll be, you know, people trying to blame one side or the other. And, you know, it's amazing. People forget. People say, well, this was a good policy poorly implemented. No, it was a bad policy. And there was no way you could achieve your objective. But, you know, politically, I mean, people still argue that, you know, the Congress or the Democratic-controlled Congress lost Vietnam by some of the things that they did, not recognizing that Vietnam was lost by the Vietnamese government, the South Vietnamese government, which was corrupt.
Right, exactly.
The support of the people.
Exactly, and you're seeing the same thing again. One final thing here to ask you, because I'm sure you saw this today, a major article in the New York Times. U.S. wing terrorist label for Iran guards. The Bush administration is preparing to declare that Iran's Revolutionary Guards Corps is a foreign terrorist organization, senior officials said on Tuesday. This basically, I guess, what they're claiming is that it gives them the power to economically go after Tehran and after the Revolutionary Guard. What game do you think is being played here?
Well, I mean, basically, there's no doubt that Iran is involved in both Iraq and Afghanistan. But what this does is says, well, see, you know, the reason we're not, quote-unquote, winning is because of Iran. I mean, the fact of the matter is Iran was very helpful to us in Afghanistan, but then when the president gave that axis of evil speech, they didn't trust us anymore. And so, yes, they have been causing some problems in Iraq. And I mean, again, you know, here was the missed opportunity. The Iranians helped us in Afghanistan, then we put them on the axis of evil. 2003, through the Swiss ambassador, who was their, you know, their conduit to us, they said, let's sit down and talk about all the problems of the region. And we said, no, we don't negotiate with people like you. So they said, okay, fine. That's the way you want it. We're going to make sure that our interests are protected. And then until you set a date for withdrawal, the Iranians are not going to be very helpful with, you know, making sure that Iraq doesn't become a threat to its neighbors. But if once you do, you set a date for withdrawal, the Iranians are going to ensure they don't want an unstable Iraq, you know, with refugees pouring into their country or, you know, a haven for al-Qaeda, which is a Sunni Arab group, and their Persian Shias. So, I mean, that's why I think it's important for us to get control of our own, you know, security, set a date for withdrawal, and not a military surge, but a diplomatic surge with the countries in the region.
Boy, I agree 100%. But there just doesn't, as I said before, there doesn't seem to be any end to this. Mr. Korb, thank you. I really appreciate you coming on the show. It's just really a rare privilege to have you on. And
Thank you. It's great to be on with you.
Yeah, I hope to have you on again. Thanks so much.
Okay, sure thing. Bye.
All right. There's Middle East expert Lawrence Korb from the Center for American Progress, and he knows what he's talking about when it comes to this. And I guess of all the local shows, we're the only ones that keep the whole Iraq debate alive. Most of them are off worrying about 75 students who are American citizens whose parents are not American citizens, and about them getting college tuition aid instead of looking at this, which seems to be something that goes on and on and on, and there doesn't seem to be any way.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
For over 20 years, Hughes Irrigation has specialized in the repair, maintenance, and new installation of sprinkler systems. Hughes Irrigation is a Better Business Bureau Gold Star winner for the past 3 years running. As a Blue List member, Hughes Irrigation encourages you to contact them for all your sprinkler needs. Call Hughes Irrigation at 303-692-9401. That's 692-9401 for Hughes Irrigation.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and EVA machines, rotors, and drums for $99.88. That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional yeah. Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
728, 28 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Nice to have you along. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed for some time now. I've had my Sleep Number bed. Mary and I have had our Sleep Number bed for at least 9 years. And we still love it as much as we did the first time we got it. And check this out. The innovative people at Select Comfort have created a whole new generation of Sleep Number beds with an exclusive multi-layer comfort system that helps balance your temperature as it fluctuates throughout the night so you can sleep more soundly each and every night. Now, we love our Sleep Number bed because it's adjustable. And Mary can have it the way she wants it, and I can have it the way I want it. And her number is 70, but mine is 75. And so we don't have a hassle when it comes to that. Plus, when we travel, we miss. We miss our Sleep Number bed, and you will too. Queen sets start at under $1,000. Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial. And the new Sleep Number beds are only available at select comfort stores. And just in time for back to school, check out the new Sleep Number 101 student bed collection featuring a portable Sleep Number bed. But hurry, the student bed is only available while supplies last. And now through August the 19th, Select Comfort is having an end of the summer sale. The new Sleep Number beds are available, they're here, and they're on sale. And they feature the new comfort materials, including revolutionary temperature balancing material that actually helps you regulate your temperature as it fluctuates throughout the night. So visit the Select Comfort store today. See how you can take advantage of the no payments and no interest financing for 18 months on selected Sleep Number bed sets. See the store nearest you for details. And there are Select Comfort stores all over the Front Range, and they're in 12 different malls. So all you got to do is look for the Select Comfort store nearest you, get in there, and try the bed, and see for yourself what Mary and I have seen. 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For over 20 years, Hughes Irrigation has specialized in the repair, maintenance, and new installation of sprinkler systems. Hughes Irrigation is a Better Business Bureau Gold Star winner for the past 3 years running. As a Blue List member, Hughes Irrigation encourages you to contact them for all your sprinkler needs. Call Hughes Irrigation at 303-692-9401. That's 692-9401 for Hughes Irrigation. Go to Bojo's Pizza in Denver at Colorado and Yale today at noon and pick up your pass to The 11th Hour, the movie that examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today. Bojo's is a green operation using wind source power in all stores.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride. For the Buffs, join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 9th for the 5th annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County and enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
It's 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thunderstorms today, about a 30% chance and a high of 90. Geez, should we get back to the 6 o'clock hour's absurd topic?
Is Barack Obama black enough to be appealing to black voters?
Okay, let's have a bunch of white people sit around and judge that. How does that work? And I'm sorry that when we did it the first time, the African-American callers we did get came like just minutes before the news. So, couldn't get any bead as to whether there were any African-Americans out there who wanted to comment on the blackness of Barack Obama. Now, this whole thing started with a black columnist of the L.A. Times, as somebody pointed out to me in email, and that's right, and I remember reading it and thinking to myself that the whole thing is ridiculous. Now what's going on is that white people have got it, white media people have got it and started running with it, including Tucker Carlson, some local talk show hosts here, and also others across the country. And it's stupid. It's a stupid stupid debate. How do you determine whether somebody's black enough? How come we don't ask the reverse question? Excuse me. Is Hillary Clinton or John Edwards or Tom Tancredo or Mitt Romney or Mike Huckabee, are they white enough? Are they white enough to appeal to us as white voters? What do white voters want? I mean, it gets so ridiculous that that some reporter on Forged News, I see that Hillary Clinton had pastel on. This is a new campaign approach. Give me a break. All right, here's Adrian in Denver, who is black. Adrian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? How black is he black enough?
I have two problems with this issue, and I've talked to you before. I've stopped watching television altogether, especially any news, because it's just so absurd. Now, I understand that it's like you got to take a break from sort of the policies and the issues as these people talk about, but I have two problems. Number one, we have a war or an occupation or whatever that's not going well. There are people in this country who are not doing well because we're spending gold and blood for what? In Iraq. And number two, you have a discussion by three white people who probably, you know, what do they know about whether somebody's black enough? When, to me, the question they really want to ask but are afraid to because they know what the issue is he too black? And can this country elect a man who's a black man on his merit? That, to me, is the real question, and nobody's going to ask it. Just like, oh, my God, is Hillary really a woman? Or is John Edwards Southern enough? Or is Rudy Giuliani, I mean, it's crazy.
Well, it is insane. I mean, it is nuts. I was saying this yesterday, I really maintain this is true. I maintain that, yeah, there are exceptions to the rule because nothing is 90%.
That's right.
But for the most part, most white people don't have any idea what black people think or feel. Because they don't know many blacks. And the only blacks they know, they might see at work. And it could be the same thing. It could be the reverse, too. It could be that African Americans don't have any clue what we're thinking.
Right. But
we don't know each other.
Thank you. And it's just, to me, it's very, very simple. Most people all want the same thing. They want a good job. They want a nice home. They want to make sure they can send their kids to school. I mean, and it's not like I differ from you or anybody else in wanting the same thing. And I'm just as American as anybody else in this country who was born here. It's just that, unfortunately, I did not have a choice in being here. Somebody made a decision and brought my ancestors here. And now today, to this day, I'm being blamed and vilified because of something that I didn't have anything to do with.
Yeah, well, I mean, I used to make the same claim when I was growing up in Orange County, California. I didn't have any choice in being here. I was brought here. But I'm not trivializing what you're saying. Here's the thing I want to ask you before I run out of time. How in the world do you tell? I mean, how do you measure if a person is black enough?
Yeah, the question is absurd on its face. It's not even a reasonable sort of rhetorical academic question. And believe me, as a black person in America who's grown up in suburban, you know, America, just like a lot of people did, believe me, I've been accused of that myself by white people.
What, that you're not black enough?
Yes. And I was like,
wait.
What are your criteria? What's your criteria? And it's like, you're not black, so what the heck do you know about it?
Yeah, what do they judge that?
I mean, it makes me hot on so many issues. And, in fact, you know what I did? I sent an email to MSNBC, and I was like, where do you get off doing this? And I thought it was very interesting that they had on Hardball, they had Jesse Jackson, who essentially said, he's like, what is this about? We're not even talking about what the issues that his policy positions or anything. It's just like some superficial.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Weird thing.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
All right. Adrian, thank you. I appreciate you being bold and brave enough to call in and talk about this. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
All right. Anybody else want to get on this? White, black, or orange? 303-713-7600. I know. I can't let this go. Now the question is, at 7:39, 39 minutes away from the hour, is Gina white enough to do the traffic? I don't know. Are you white enough? Prove to me you're white enough.
Right on.
Okay, that'll work. You stole that from black people, so, because they originated the whole thing about right on. Whites stole that. Now they act, you know what I'm saying? It's like right on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right on, man. Right on. Power to the people, man. Right on. Thanks, bro. Right?
Right.
Thanks, bro. Why? You know what? Why do white people do that? Why do they steal phrases from black people and think that that's going to, like, make them hipper and better? Yeah, bro. Right on.
Well, not all phrases.
I heard that.
Could say groovy.
I believe groovy started in the black community.
Really?
Yeah. Why are white people doing rap? Why are white people doing hip-hop? Don't you ever wonder about that stuff?
Yeah, it's a big influence.
Yeah, see, we like you, black males. As long as you show up in pictures, as long as you show up on television shows like Cops, and we get to see plenty of perp walk shots of you with handcuffs on. Other than that, don't date our daughters. Don't live next door to us. We don't want to move into your neighborhoods. But we like to take your language. And we also like to steal your music. And we also kind of dig it, too, if you'll sell us dope. How many times you see that on that show, Cops? Like, white guys in the wrong part of town that they claim is, like, quote-unquote, the wrong part of town, buying drugs.
Among other things.
But we like to use black terminology. Hoes and all that kind of stuff. Because it makes us hip, right?
Right.
Yeah. I'm just like Grandmaster Flash. All right, anyway, what's the traffic look like this morning?
It's been a mess. We've got another wreck westbound I-70. This time it's a multi-vehicle crash right near 270, and it's blocking the fast lane. So we've got delays now all the way back to 225. We're dealing with a two-car on westbound I-76 near 88. We've got peak volume on all of our major highways around the metro area. Crash downtown, four vehicles, 10th and Lincoln. So if you're headed that direction, watch out for that one. Of course, I-70 remains off limits in the Grand Junction area. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy. It's going to be a cooler day. We'll get a high of 90. Right now, it's fair and 69. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, certified addictions counselors, and...
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Have you ever wanted to get your scuba diving certification? Do you wish you could explore the underwater world on your next tropical vacation? Ocean First Divers is Boulder County's premier dive center, equipped with their own heated dive pool, and there's never been a better time to get your PADI certification. Ocean First Divers has specials on all of their training courses, from open water through instructor, as well as continuing education, like advanced open water and enriched air training. Ocean First Divers is located at 30th and Bluff Street, next to the Steel Yards. Go online at oceanfirstdivers.com to check out their carbon offset program.
Your debts are piling up, your bills are due, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Notice her smooth, silky leaves.
Her flashy fall color.
Oh no, she's looking this way.
Hey girl, looking good.
A gorgeous, healthy tree or shrub from Creekside Tree Nursery is the talk of the neighborhood. End of summer is the time to plant, and Northeast Boulder is the location. Find directions to Creekside Tree Nursery at creeksideboulder.com.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5x5 details.
Our next life exercise, assembling bookshelves. Begin in a crouched position, nervously staring at the 75 different pieces.
Huh?
Good. Lift shelves onto metal studs. Curl up, slide in. Curl up, slide in. Notice a shelf is missing.
What?
Repack, repack. Lug back to store.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, now you know, this song played like a white radio, too. Oh, see, I like their music. I just don't want them to live near me or date my daughter. I want them to stay on their own side of town. Segregated housing patterns, that's what I prefer. Okay. It's true. 7:46, 46 minutes after the hour. Chance of thunderstorms. High 90. I don't like all this thing where the magazines and the signs are all in Spanish. But hey, give me a couple of them ticos and enchilada. I want some of that. Right? We don't mind associating with Mexicans as long as they're working in Mexican restaurants. Otherwise, we don't have anything to do with them. We're going to steal all their culture, though. That's okay. Same thing with African Americans. We're going to steal everything they do. Ooh, watch me walk around the office and talk black. Because I'm so hip. Yo, man. Yo, man. What's happening? Yo. Yo, what's up, Holmes? Right?
I do it, but I don't think it's an intentional thing.
Well, but okay. But we do do it. Then we start having a debate about how candidates are not black enough. Is this guy black enough? Why do we do that? Why do we steal? What's up with that? Anybody want to answer that question? 303-713-7600. Here's Colton in Loveland. Colton, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Great. You know, what I'm getting from this is, are they trying to say that they think differently than everybody else? I mean, do they not want the same things that everybody else wants?
Well, of course they think differently.
Well, I think that they want the same thing that I want, and I think they'd want a good job and good money and to have health care and to be able to do something with their lives just like I do, and I think that's ridiculous to even say something like that. You know, I feel that they're the same level as me, but they're not what color they are. You know, and I think that's ridiculous for anybody even to make a comment like that. You know?
I agree. I mean, it's how do you determine whether somebody is black enough?
I don't know.
How do you make that determination?
It's I don't even get it. I think they have a brain just like I do, and I know they want the same thing for their kids that I want for my kids, whether or not what color they are. And for someone to even make a comment like that is ridiculous. I mean, I don't understand it one bit.
Well, it's bizarre, but our whole attitude is bizarre in this area, don't you think?
I know it. I mean, I got neighbors that are Mexicans, and I've got my wife's Mexican. I don't have no problem with racial issues. I grew up in a racist town when I was younger, in Wheatland, Wyoming. You know, we didn't have a whole lot of mixtures in race, but I moved to Phoenix, and I have a lot of friends that are Native Americans or blacks or Mexicans. I mean, I totally am against it, and I think that we all think the same. We all are human beings. Mm-hmm. We all have brains, and we can make. I know they want the same thing that everybody wants. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think essentially, you know what? I think 99.9999999% of the people out there, you're right. They all want the same thing. Yet, here we are in 2007. And we're hung up on all this.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's like, when are we going to grow up?
It's just, they have nothing else to talk about, so they bring something to it. It doesn't make no sense to me. It doesn't bother me one bit what they say, because I know in my heart that I want the same thing everybody else wants, and they want the same thing I want, as long as we don't even get into it, you know, and just stay away from the stupid publicity they're trying to bring. Everything will be all right. But when people get into this and they start thinking about it, I think they just need to think what their heart says and not get into the controversy they're trying to bring up. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
do unto others as you would want done unto you. Hey, right. Colton, thank you, man. Great call.
Yeah. See you later.
All right. Well, I want to hear Rico Suave again. I like that song. I think we should play it like every break now. Yeah, you hear this song a lot. Now, I know you're not going to believe this when I tell you this. But you hear this song a lot around the Tom Tancredo campaign headquarters. He's going to be putting it in his new campaign commercial.
Tommy. Tancredo.
I don't think or smoke
like a GOP.
I
vote for Tommy Tancredo because he's like me. He's got light skin color. Shit. All right, 7:51, 51 minutes after. I'm going to play this all morning. I love this. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's traffic with Gina.
Jay, well, definitely a difficult drive across the metro area. We've got I-70 and I-25 pretty well jammed there through that corridor. Westbound lanes especially tough this morning from Quebec all the way back to 225. That's due to a multi-vehicle crash right near 270. Getting that heavier traffic now across eastbound lanes of C-470, Littleton, Highlands Ranch. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, not too bad this morning, but I would watch out for a multi-vehicle crash at 10th and Lincoln downtown. Weather outlook today, it'll be a partly cloudy day, cooler with a high of 90. Tonight we'll get some more of those evening thunderstorms and a low of 61. Right now, fair and 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want your kids to make a great impression on their first day of school? Fantastic Sam's can help with the latest cuts and styles.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders, thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
Waco Toyota will purchase your trade for up to 120% of book trade-in value. Choose from over 1,200 new Toyotas, like an 07 4Runner for the payment of a RAV4, $339 a month. And you'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Come experience why Go Toyota is Colorado's number one Toyota store. Don't miss the Go Toyota 120% trade-in event at Go Toyota Arapahoe, just east of I-25 and Arapahoe Road. Or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby,
the light's green. Go!
Go
to Bojo's Pizza in Denver at Colorado and Yale today at noon and pick up your pass to the 11th Hour, the movie that examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today. Bojo's is a green operation using wind source power in all stores.
Rico Suave.
7:53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And there's no better way to put this than just to say it like it is and say it from the heart and say it from the gut, and hopefully it's my rapidly diminishing gut, and that is that if you're going to buy a car, if you're going to get a truck, if you're going to get a car, an SUV, a van, a minivan, whatever it is, best place to go is Rocky's Autos. I talk a lot about Rocky's, and people tie me in with Rocky's, and that's fine. I'm happy to do that because these are my friends that I'm talking about, and they're hardworking, good, honest people. And whenever you start talking about car dealers, you start talking about car stores, people immediately get their defenses up. I do too. I don't blame you for that because there are people out there who are not very good. But Rocky's really does try to go the extra mile to make sure that things get taken care of. They've got over 700 clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs right there at 63rd and Federal. They have a matching down incentive, which will help you save money. And they give you a break there. They've got numerous ways to finance, and they've got good people. And I've been talking about some of these people now for almost 3 years here and the years before that here. And two of my favorite people, Tom and Marv Alshear. I mean, just go out there and see them, and they'll take care of you. Rocky's Autos. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. They're open tonight until 9.
If you're in sales or own your own business, what's your biggest challenge? Finding new sales leads. It's not easy, but now you can solve your challenge by taking the SalesGenie.com challenge. Challenge us to find you new sales leads. As the largest, most up-to-date provider of sales leads and mailing lists, we have millions of sales leads, so we're definitely up to the challenge. Are you? With one phone call, get a taste of what we're talking about and receive 100 free leads. By calling, we'll show you how the product works and you pick the leads you want. It's that easy.
It was so easy. They showed me how it worked and actually found leads for me. I instantly saw the value of the service and signed up for the year.
You know, after using SalesGenie.com, I could see how it was going to make prospecting so much easier.
Take the SalesGenie.com challenge today and get your 100 free sales leads, because you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Hughes Irrigation, Translations Galleries, and the Orr Law Firm. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
No, seven.
I'm walking up 2 hours late. I never said I was a prime thing, but you can't.
7:57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms high today. Going to be 90. AM 760 wants to send you to the movies for free. The 11th Hour, produced and narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio, is a film that inspires action as we face global warming. The film screening is Thursday, August 23rd at the UA Denver Pavilions. Come pick up your free movie passes today between noon and 1 at Bojo's in Denver, located 2710 Colorado Boulevard. For more information, go to am760.net. Have I got time to squeeze in one more? I think I do, and I will. Steve in Highlands Ranch, you got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Jay, what are you doing this morning, man?
Hanging out.
That's why we're the melting pot. I mean, there are cultural things from Italians, from Hispanics, from the Irish that have all permeated into our culture, and I mean, what are you advocating here? That blacks have a subculture in the United States and that it's theirs and nobody is allowed to incorporate it in?
I believe they do have a subculture, and I believe that we do rip it off, and I believe that it's a weird dichotomy because on one hand we are taking from it, but on the other hand, there are a lot of white people in this country. If they really came forward and admitted it to you, they're fearful of blacks just like they're fearful of Latinos. Steve, I love you. I got to run, man. I got to get the news. Thanks.
this is Mark Johnson. The Colorado Buffaloes open the 2007 season with in-state rival Colorado State. It's the Quest Rocky Mountain Showdown from Invesco Field at Mile High, September 1st, kickoff at 10 a.m. Log on to am760.net for more information and for your chance to win tickets to the big game from AM760.
We make cars and trucks. We've been doing it for 81 years.
We don't dabble in lawnmowers, generators, or motorcycles.
We just make cars and trucks.
We were the first to introduce power brakes back in 1932.
Then we pioneered the first wind tunnel development in 34.
It helped us make our cars aerodynamic.
So aerodynamic, NASCAR changed their rules because of our advantage.
We were the first to put a modern radio in a car.
Offer power windows.
And by the way, we also invented the muscle car.
Minivan.
And SUV.
But the only thing more impressive than our past is our future.
We have 20 new Chrysler,
Jeep, and Dodge vehicles on the horizon.
And now we're offering another industry first.
A lifetime powertrain limited warranty.
For the new Chrysler.
Get ready for the next 100 years.
No deductible applies. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Non-transferable. Not available on SRT, diesel vehicles, Sprinter, Ram chassis cab, and certain fleet vehicles. On purchases beginning 7/26/07. Visit ChryslerLLC.com for more information.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Into this country looking for a better life and didn't find what they wanted. A report the New York City Police Department is releasing at this hour says some have banded together to adopt radical ways and they pose a serious terrorist threat. CBS News terrorism consultant Paul Kurtz.
In general, there are, you know, ages 15, 18 through 35. In most cases, they have a high school education. However, in many cases, they're not well assimilated into society.
But the report says they've blended in well enough to be harder to detect than foreign terrorists. The Bush administration is turning up the heat on Iran. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The administration is ready to slap the terror label on Iran's crack military unit, the Revolutionary Guard. It would be the first time the designation has been used on another government's military. The post-9/11 law authorizing the move is aimed at cutting off the money chain to terror groups. The Washington Post reports the Revolutionary Guard has a vast business network of its own. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
First, it was led in children's television characters, then toy cars and other playthings, all made in China. Now, lead has turned up in Chinese-made bibs that were sold to Toys R Us.
CPSC has done extensive testing, and in that testing, we have found that there is extremely, almost negligible levels of lead and lead exposure that babies would get from wearing these bibs.
But Julie Valise with the Consumer Product Safety Commission says babies should not be allowed to chew the bibs. Tropical storm Flossie is brushing past the Big Island of Hawaii, but it could leave its mark with as much as 8 inches of rain. A big rainmaker is taking aim at the Texas Gulf Coast. It's already roiling the surf in Galveston. The storm could make landfall tomorrow.
We're out of here, real quick.
The heat wave across the plains and the south that's blamed for about a dozen deaths isn't about to let up. An Alabama woman is getting a lot of advice on how to stay cool.
They are telling us to stay inside and drink a lot of liquids.
Memphis is in for its sixth straight day of 100-degree readings. Former NBA referee Tim Donaghy turned himself into federal authorities here in New York about an hour ago to face betting charges. A short time ago, he pleaded guilty to two counts of wire fraud. Ex-Major League Baseball player Jose Offerman has been charged with second-degree assault after charging the mound in an independent league game in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and hitting the opposing pitcher and catcher with a bat. Offerman was hit by a pitch after hitting a home run. The stock market followed yesterday's sell-off by opening lower, but the averages began moving higher a short time ago. After 30 minutes of trading, the Dow Industrials were ahead about 27 points, and NASDAQ was up about 7. This is CBS News.
And now for the bonus round. Mary had a little lamb. What did Jerry have?
A silly salamander.
Correct. Snowmen are...
snow boys, all grown up.
Correct. How fast can you get movies with Netflix?
As little as 30 seconds on your PC.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The Colorado-born kids of illegal immigrants will be able to pay in-state tuition at state colleges and universities this fall. A new opinion from the Attorney General says their parents will still have to show they've been living in Colorado for the last year, just like other parents. John Souther says the lower in-state tuition is a benefit for the students themselves, not their illegal parents. Students with high grade point averages or high SAT scores can enter Colorado's public colleges this year, even if they have not met strict new entrance requirements. Colorado Commission on Higher Education voting unanimously to temporarily back away from requirements that include 4 years of English and 3 years of math. Up to 20% of incoming college kids failed to meet those standards. And a district court judge has overruled an Adams County judge who declared Colorado's smoking ban unconstitutional. In the case involving the Oasis Cabaret, the establishment argued the ban violated the due process of owners who wanted to establish their business as a cigar bar and allow smoking under a loophole in the law. The district judge said, no way. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, you're still having a tough time if you're along westbound lanes of I-70 anywhere between Chambers and Quebec. That was due to a multi-vehicle crash still being cleared off of the fast lane right near 270. Had some delays as well on westbound I-76 near 88 from an earlier wreck, and we were dealing with a couple off the highway. Hamden at I-25 and that one downtown bad intersection there, 10th and Lincoln. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today. You can expect a partly cloudy and cooler day with a high of 90. Currently, it's fair and 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Golden Fine Arts Festival is back in town this August 18th and 19th, so get a move on and scurry over to enjoy all the free live entertainment and world-class art in a gorgeous foothill setting. Visit 2hourvacation.com to find your perfect 2 hours.
Look, it's vitamin A.
Vitamins and minerals of Centrum Silver, I've got a big announcement. We've been reformulated!
Yeah!
I fear change.
Relax, Zinc. Centrum Silver still helps protect the health of people over 50. And now we're better balanced to work together. Like more vitamin C and E to support natural cell repair.
C.
E. I love this antioxidant.
New age-adjusted Centrum Silver. Working better together.
From A
to Zinc.
Mattel is voluntarily recalling a number of Polly Pocket, Barbie and Tanner, Batman Magna, Doggy Daycare, and Shonen Jump's one-piece playsets containing small, powerful magnets.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 807, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, about a 30%. High today at 90. Boy, I want to hear Rico Suave again. Now I've got that song stuck in my head. I envision this in one of these sound bands, you know, with the speakers, and a big thing on the side, two of the things on the side that say Tom Tancredo for president.
Tommy. Tommy.
I don't think we're smoking into the dope with no coke. You ask me how do I do it, I cope. My only addiction has to do with a female species. I eat a raw like sushi. So please don't judge a book by its cover. There's more to being a Latin lover. You gotta know how to deal with a woman that won't let go. The
price, yeah, there you go.
Gigolo.
Tommy. All right. 808, 8 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, if we can't control these Latino extremists, we'll just bomb their pinata factories. something Tancredo would say, wouldn't he? Well, we'll just bomb their pinata factories. We'll pass a law. They can't drive those cars that are lowered like that and jump around. All right, I want to talk about China. I got myself in some trouble here a couple of weeks ago because I wasn't clear enough, and I should have been clear enough about this, that I said to a caller, I hate the Chinese. And a guy sends me an email, and he says, whatever prompted you to say that? My girlfriend's Chinese. Well, I don't hate the Chinese, but what I wasn't clear about was, is that I don't care, no, I don't like the Chinese leadership. And I know people who go to China all the time. One of the people that goes all the time is my sister, who is learning, her and her husband, and he goes all the time, and he goes in conjunction with his job. They're learning Mandarin. They go so often. And my sister is always saying, oh, you and Mary ought to go, you and Mary ought to go. And it just leaves me flat. I don't get excited about the prospects of going there like I would get excited about the prospects of going to France or going to Italy or going to Germany. I really want to go to Germany or going to England or any place in Western Europe. I'd even like to go to Eastern Europe. But there's something about the Chinese that drives me crazy. And I can't tell you what it is. Yes, I can. First of all, you know something? We know they engage in slave labor. We know they engage in human rights violations. We know that they're despicable. They're deplorable. And the thing is because of globalization, we're heavily tied into them. We're heavily tied into them as far as finance goes. We're heavily tied into them as far as imports go. We're heavily tied into them. When you go to the store, look at the stuff that's available there that we buy that's from China. And a lot of times you buy it and don't even realize it's from China. And what's been happening as of late? Well, they keep having problems. Tires recalled. Seafood recalled. Dog food recalled. Now, toys recalled. And there's an AP wire story this morning. No, I'm sorry, it's Reuters. China knew about problems with magnets on toys as long ago as March, an industry official said on Wednesday, following a second massive recall of Chinese-made Mattel toys due to hazards from small, powerful magnets. China had been struggling to convince the world its products are safe after a series of scandals over everything from tainted pet food to drugs, to tires, to toys, to toothpaste. I left the toothpaste thing out. Mattel Incorporated, the largest U.S. Toy company, recalled millions more Chinese-made toys on Tuesday due to safety risks from the magnets and lead paint, and warned it may recall additional products as it steps up testing. Thank God in this country we have some degree of consumer safety and some degree of standards, and that we know lead's bad for kids and lead's bad for human beings. And if we find something wrong, then we do something about it. And we hopefully have a court system set up where if something happens to your child because of this, and I don't know how much you have to consume to have it happen, but doctors are recommending that if your kids had those toys that they should go get tested for lead in their system, that you can do something about it. Even though there are elements and people in this society who take lawsuits over ridiculous things like pairs of pants at a dry cleaner or spilled coffee. You heard that story. And they try to apply that to every lawsuit that's out there and this whole thing that goes on about, oh, we're going to limit tort reform. Which is essentially saying, you know what, screw you. You have no right to go to court and do anything about it. But that's not what I want to talk about here. What I want to talk about here is this. And we talked about it once on this show, a long time ago. It's either going to be in 2009 or 2010 that they're going to start importing Chinese automobiles made by the Chery Automobile Company. Now, would you buy an automobile from these folks? With their record? Would you make any major purchase of anything from them with their record? And as I said, it's real hard now to go into the store and to get anything that doesn't have in some way or shape or form made in China on it. But would you? Now let's look at the reality of buying an automobile. Most of us, not all of us, but most of us do not pay cash for cars. We finance. Some of us have older model automobiles in which we don't finance. But most of us finance cars because most of us can't go in to a dealership. And they can't. You can't write a check for $15,000. You can't write one for $18,000. You can't write it for $20,000. You can't write it for $30,000. You certainly can't do it for $40,000. And you probably couldn't do it for $60,000, $70,000, or $80,000. So that means you got to sign on the dotted line. You got to make those payments, plus insurance, plus the whole thing. That's why buying a car is a big deal. It's a real chancy thing. Chancy in the sense that you got to put faith in the people you buy it from. You got to put faith in the company that you get it from. We had a big discussion here a couple of weeks ago about American-made automobiles when I believe it was Toyota topped American car producers in the domestic market here. How many of you called up and said, I don't own an American car and I'm not going to buy an American car, and here's why? Even though there are a lot of surveys out there in the field that show that American car companies are indeed now starting to make really good cars. But a lot of you, have that hangover from when they didn't make good cars. And the whole idea of planned obsolescence, which, I don't know about you, but always seemed to hit me at a time when the pocketbook was thin. Well, now we have a situation where the Chinese are going to import automobiles in here and they're going to put them up for sale. And I'm really interested in knowing how many of you would go plunk down $500, $1,000, $5,000, whatever, because I don't know what the sticker price would be. I think the sticker price is going to be somewhere around $13, maybe less. To go to a bank, have the car dealership go to a bank for you, get a loan, so you can drive a car made in China. Who's willing to do that? Or how about this? Are you willing to go in there because maybe you've got a lot of money, so are you willing to go in there and you're willing to like say, all right, I'm going to buy this car and here's cash. Are you willing to do it? I got to tell you, I for one would not do it. I would not do it. I wouldn't do it because, number one, I wouldn't trust the Chinese. Okay? I'm not driving northbound on I-25 doing 55 or 60 miles an hour in an automobile from a country that can't make a child's toy without screwing it up or can't make dog food without screwing it up, or can't make tires without screwing it up, or can't make anything without screwing it up. I just won't do it. I just will not do it. And there's a second part of this. And the second part of it is, I don't like the Chinese leadership. I don't know the Chinese people, but I don't like the Chinese leadership. I even hate to watch sporting events when they go on in China. And a lot of Formula One and a lot of A1GP racing goes on in Shanghai and in Beijing. And it takes everything I can muster up to sit there and watch it. And I'm certainly not going to watch the Olympics next year. Because because it's in Beijing. You know what? I'm sorry, John's laughing at me. I don't like the Chinese. Even though they're going to spend more on the Olympics than any other host country ever has, somewhere in the neighborhood of like $40 million or whatever extra, I just don't like the Chinese. And I don't understand. You know what? It's like looking at somebody, or it's like seeing something that you just don't like it. You just don't like it. That's how I feel about the Chinese. And this, I think, this latest thing with the toys bears out what I've been saying about them, and that is that you can't trust them. And I wouldn't buy a Chinese automobile. There's no way. Now, would you? 303-713-7600. Okay? Everything you know, everything you've read, everything you've seen, would you go in to a car dealership, would you put an order down to buy an automobile manufactured by the Chery Car Company of China, the People's Republic, which is laughable, the People's Republic of China? Or do you think that I'm just way overboard about this? 303-713-7600. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. And by the way, too, I wonder how many parents are actually going to heed these warnings about the lead in the toys and get rid of them. All right, I got a bunch of lines.
It's time for a little breathing room. Ladies and gentlemen, stop your engines. It's a strange thing for an auto insurance company to say, but every year the average commuter creates a 3.4-ton cloud of carbon dioxide. There are some easy choices you can make to reduce your own emissions. Find out how with the Esurance Live Impact Calculator. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS Movement for a Climate in Crisis. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
You don't have to worry about a heart attack because you're healthy. Well, you should really refocus on this again. 62% of heart attacks occur in individuals with 0-1 risk factor. For 50% of men and 64% of women who die from heart disease, the first symptoms is a fatal event. 150,000 Americans each year die from their first symptom of heart disease. So you know something? You owe it to your family. You owe it to those you love to make sure that they get a heart scan. This is really, really important. Front Range Preventive Imaging has a technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is the best-known non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. Now, we're not talking any needles. We're not talking drugs. We're not talking injections. We're not talking any pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. And the key to all of this is you diagnose the disease before the heart attack happens and you get out in front of it. Front Range Preventive Imaging is the place to go. I urge you to call them. I urge you to call them and check this out today, not only for yourself but your loved ones. Be sure of your health. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or check them out online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix! It's that easy! 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5x5 details.
Our next life exercise, assembling bookshelves. Begin in a crouched position, nervously staring at the 75 different pieces.
Huh?
Good. Lift shelves onto metal studs. Curl up, slide in. Curl up, slide in. Notice a shelf is missing.
What?
Repack, repack. Lug back to store.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
You mean to tell me in the age of information technology, we just can't get our airports squared away? Well, the mayor of L.A. is going to be on the program to talk about how the federal government should help prevent airport chaos caused by computer failures. There's a big debate going on in a number of states across the country to lower the drinking age, and Michael Vick is negotiating a plea deal. We'll tell you what it means to the NFL.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms at a high today of 90. Jay Marvin, along with you, Chinese toys recalled, lead problems. Do you trust the Chinese? Would you buy a car from them? All right, let's go to the phones here. Candace in Centennial. Kansas, Kansas. Boy, that was smart. Candace, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I listen to you every day, and I love you, but I want to call you on something and ask you a question, and maybe it'll save you a bunch of hate email. First off, no, I would not buy a Chinese-made car for several reasons, and mainly just you've already hit all the points on that. I don't trust in their market or things that they market, and I don't think it would be safe. But you keep saying that you dislike the Chinese, you don't like the way they run things, and you're being very general about that. So my question is, if you were sitting in a restaurant somewhere and there happened to be some Chinese folks sitting next to you, would you be uncomfortable by that? Would you not like the fact they were sitting next to you? Or are you just talking about the systems in China, that you don't like the systems that are in place? You can't by any means be talking about all of the Chinese people, are you?
No, I think I went really great lengths to make that clear in the beginning.
Okay.
I don't know. You know what? I don't care if people who sit next to me are Chinese. I don't care if they're wherever they're from. I don't give a damn. And as far as the Chinese people who live on the mainland, I don't have any feelings towards them one way or the other, because I don't know them. I've never been there. But as far as the Chinese leadership goes, which is what I was talking about, and as far as the Chinese system goes, yeah, I got great objections to that. And those objections are specific, not generalized. And the specific objections I have is the fact that they have little or no concern for the safety of their own people and their own workers. They use slave labor. And if you go to any major human rights organization, you'll find that there is a list a mile long of human rights violations that they engage in.
And I agree with you. And I just actually wanted to hear you verbalize that again, because when, as you kept talking, and I know you well enough to know that you didn't mean that, but other new listeners or people who don't know you as well as I might be like, listen to this guy, because the words that kept coming out of your mouth, well, I just can't stand them, or, you know, and it was sounded very general.
Well, I said it at the top exactly who and what I was talking about.
Oh,
you can't dislike somebody you don't know.
Right, and I'll tell you, Jay, I am very, very, very angry about this whole thing. I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I have a 5-year-old niece, and believe you me, those girls own every single Polly Pocket out on the market, all of the littlest pet shops that have those little magnets in it.
Right.
And the one that was on the CNN webpage yesterday on the front page happened to be something that I just bought my little niece, who I adore, for her birthday. And I was just astounded, shocked, and mortified that, you know, and I heard on the news this morning that some of these toys are going as far back as 2002. You know, my daughter's 9 now, So all these years she's been subjected, you know, to more so the lead poisoning is what I'm concerned about, because the magnets are, if I understand correctly, are just geared towards smaller children who could swallow them and have,
right,
you know,
chance to choke.
Yeah, and so my daughter is probably not in that range. But all of the children in our country deserve to be safe. I never understood why all of our products had to come from there just so that we could get them cheap. And that comes from our government. Our government needs to stop buying from them, because they buy from them because they're cheap, so that they can put these toys out on Walmart shelf for $4.99 up to $14.99. And somehow, some way, I think our the American intelligence has to be there to be able to manufacture toys that they can put on the market safely, test them by our standards, and not bring them in from these countries who obviously have no disregard or no regard for their own people, let alone ours. I'm just so angry about this.
Are you going to take those toys away from your kids and send them back, or what are you going to do?
Absolutely, Jay. If you go to www.mattel.com/consumer.com, they have all the toys that are potentially hazardous, and then you go through this little screening process to determine if your toys are in fact in the recall, and then you register, and then they send you a larger brochure that actually will define whether or not the toys you have in your home are deemed unsafe, and then you can send them all back. And apparently, from what I understand, is they send you some sort of a voucher so that you can go replace these. But then again, you know, you walk into Toys R Us, everything's made by China. So what am I going to replace them with, you know? So it's just perpetual, and it's sad, and it just angers me. And I love you to death, and I probably missed the first part where you did clarify all that, and I just wanted to save you a bunch of trouble because you're such a great guy. And I knew you meant the leadership and their systems, and I just wanted to hear
thanks, Candace. Anybody who can keep me out of trouble is fine with me. Thanks. I appreciate it. I appreciate your kind words.
Love you, dear. Bye.
I love you, too. See you later.
Bye.
Two lines open, 303-713-7600. Would you buy a Chinese automobile? Based on what you know now about the Chinese, that they seem to keep getting in trouble all the time. And as Candace said, now, you know what? We're heavily dependent upon them. We're heavily dependent upon them in the sense of financial, and also in the sense that, okay, fine, you get a voucher from Mattel, but what? You go back into Toys R Us or any of those places, and then where's that stuff made? By the way, if you're a parent, too, I want to know from you, are you going to send this stuff back? Because John and I have kind of like a little discussion going on and off the air about this, that we feel that there are going to be a lot of parents who are just not going to do this. They're not going to follow through.
I bet you a majority of people that own these products will never send them back to Mattel.
Oh, boy. How could you expose your kids to that, though? Well, did you take?
I took the stuff out. Yeah, I did. You know, a couple of the things, the Pixar cars. My kids have some of those, so I had to take those out. But there's only a couple different models that were recalled. So yeah, I did pull them. I haven't sent them back yet, but I pulled the stuff out of their toy boxes.
Tom, would you buy Chinese toothpaste?
Is Colgate Chinese?
You know, I don't know which what qualifies as Chinese, but I'll tell you one thing, man, I'm reading the labels from here on out. Now, would you buy Chinese toothpaste? Would you buy anything from China if you didn't have to? Or is that me being xenophobic? I just wonder. 8:32, 32 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We've got a new wreck eastbound I-70, a two-car crash right near Holly. We've got delays there back to I-25. Westbound I-70 still struggling between Chambers and Quebec from an earlier crash that we had right near 270 block in that fast lane. And traffic is still pretty stacked up just about wherever you are across the metro area. I-70, of course, remains closed in the Grand Junction area. Looks like that could be off limits for the next couple of days. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and cooler with a high of 90 currently, fair and 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's O-R-R-L-A-W.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit GetMyShellCard.com or call 877-GO, the number 2, Shell, for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
Are you concerned about the environment? Global warming affects us all. Ocean First Divers is Boulder County's premier dive center and is an industry-leading advocate for ocean ecosystems. Ocean First Divers is 100% wind-powered, is moving towards energy independence, and has adopted the industry's first carbon offset program. Now, divers can purchase carbon credits to offset their CO2 emissions for their dive travel. So visit them online at oceanfirstdivers.com to plan your next dive adventure. There is a difference when you choose to dive with Ocean First Divers in Boulder at 30th and Bluff Street next to the Steel Yards.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
And you'll be fine. Check them out on the internets at RockiesAutos.com or get by and see them today. They really are good people with good hearts. And yes, they're into it to make money, but they know bottom line that if they treat you right and that if you get a good deal, that you're going to tell five of your friends and five of your friends are going to tell five of your friends and five of your friends are going to tell five of your friends. And that's why they keep outpacing everybody else. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Go to Bojo's Pizza in Denver at Colorado and Yale today at noon and pick up your pass to the 11th Hour, the movie that examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today. Bojo's is a green operation using wind source power in all stores. Renewable energy saves money, but the initial investment can be steep. That's why Colorado Radiance Corporation offers affordable financing to qualified buyers. Don't wait to get custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiance systems for your home or business. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Computer problems? PC Answers. Video security systems for your home or business? PC Answers. The answers to all your technology needs.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com.
Greater ideas, greater vision. Greatest lineup of Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge vehicles ever. Introducing the new Chrysler. Get ready for the next 100 years. A new era. The new Chrysler. Now.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, new for 2009, it's the brand new car lineup from the Chery Automobile Company. All right, so you buy from the Chinese an automobile, considering they're caught again. How many times has it been this year alone? Chance of thunderstorms. High today, going to be 90, and about a 30% chance of that rain happening. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Oakley, who's hanging on in Fort Collins. Oakley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. This is Oakley in Fort Collins, and I'm very interested in the topic you're talking about this morning, but I can understand your frustration, your anger towards the Chinese and the system. But I have to say that I think it's a little misdirected in that it's our own country, our own leaders that have put us in this position. Currently, right now, my opinion is the communists have won. The China's government is not a democracy. We've spent...
Well, it's not communism either.
Well, but it's not democracy, and we've spent a lot of money trying to overcome and promote democracy. And right now, we are owned by China. Without China, Japan, a lot of the other countries pumping our dollar up, we would be in serious situation.
Well, I agree. Listen, I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but I don't know how you feel that. First of all, I'm not angry, and I'm not frustrated.
Okay.
I'm frustrated at the fact that you go into the store these days, it's hard to find something that's not from China, and I bet you that if people went into their homes right now and looked around, I bet you it would be hard to find something made in America. But I'm not angry about it, and I realize that our policy towards the Chinese has been misguided. I agree with that 100%. But really the central question I'm asking here is, with their track record and with the fact that they keep getting popped like every other week for something, I mean, good Lord, would you go into a car dealership, probably have to put money down, and buy a Chinese automobile? I sure as hell wouldn't.
Absolutely not. In fact, I've become very conscious of that. Although, as I go in shopping for clothes these days, you find out that everything is made in China at prices that are more than I think we would have to pay if those same goods were made here in this country. I mean, a blouse for $69, can't we make that same blouse in this country? Because certainly it doesn't cost $69 to make a blouse in China and bring it over to this country. So somewhere the middleman is just really raking it in, and I think that's probably obvious by the increase in the corporate wealth these days. But the American people aren't getting anything cheaper. That's just something that they're feeding us so we can be happy with the whole situation, but nothing is cheaper these days. It's just that we are not paying attention to what's going on, and for years the American people have lived with it and have not contacted their representatives to complain. And as long as we sit back passively and allow this to happen and we don't spend 10 minutes every day contacting our legislators, it's going to continue to happen. And I don't know a whole lot of what we can do about it with the financial issues that we are now dependent on China, but at least every American should take 5 minutes or 10 minutes, even a week, to write an email or place a phone call to their legislators.
Well, I think most people, I say this on a bunch of issues, I really think this is, because I think it's true, I think most people don't take notice of this stuff going on, because basically what they're trying to do is they're just trying to get through life. I mean, they're trying to, you know, buy stuff they can afford. They're trying to get through life. I mean, I run into people, for instance, who go to Walmart or Sam's Club. Now, I personally wouldn't go there. I've never set foot in a Walmart. Wouldn't have any idea what it looks like. But there are a lot of people who go in there, and the reason they go is because it's the one place they can go and shop, and they can afford to go there. And this, you know, the idea that, yeah, see, well, how do I put this? Okay, consider this. I think everybody should think about this for a second. Think about this. If you listen to AM 760, if you listen to NPR, if you listen to the other talk stations in town, there's something about you that you're a news junkie, and that you're also, I don't want to use the word concerned, because I don't think other people who don't, I don't think that they're any less concerned, but you just have a greater emphasis on that. Then you have people who don't do that kind of stuff. And basically what they're looking for is after they're done with a day's work or whatever it is, or kids or whatever, they're looking for some kind of an escape. So the last thing they want to do, for instance, after working all day, is get in the car and hear some talk show host ranting and raving and going nuts about some issue. And I think that that's one of the big problems. And I'll bet you, if you ask a bunch of people, if we took a poll here and asked a bunch of people across the country about our financial standing and our relationship with China, I bet you a lot of them couldn't answer you. Not because they're stupid, but because when it comes to what's more important, our financial relationship with China or Tyson getting school clothes, they're going to pick Tyson getting school clothes. That's why a lot of times I think that this kind of radio, regardless of the political orientation, at times I think it misses the boat terribly. I think it's terribly, at times can be terribly, terribly irrelevant.
But Jay, you also, I agree with everything you're saying right now. We are in survival mode, and I think a lot of what is the corporations are counting on us to keep us in survival mode, and they really don't want us to know what's going on. That's why the media is so controlled today. But I am one of the rare people who probably thinks that knowledge is survival, or survival is about knowledge, about knowing what's going on in the world around us. We are a world economy now. But I totally sympathize. That's exactly where we are. We're in survival mode.
Well, knowledge is power, but here's the thing you got to consider. The thing that all of us have to consider is this, that for a lot of people, here's what survival is. I got to come up with the money to send my kids to college. Mm-hmm. I have to come up with the money to fix my air conditioning unit. I got to come up with the money to fix my car. I got to come up with the money to make my mortgage payment or my rent. I got to come up with the money to feed my family and my kids. I got to come up with the money to meet the copay on my insurance because Johnny or Sue has got a problem. Now they got to go to the dentist. I mean, or they got to go to the doctor because of this or that. And it's always something, and it's always something going on, and people are just, their backs a lot of times are against the wall with their own personal problems. So if you go to them and say, listen, you know, the United States of America is on what I believe to be unsound economic footing because China holds a lot of our debt. You really should take 10 minutes to write your congressman or congresswoman. First of all, many of them can't tell you who that is. Or you should write your senators. Many of them can't tell you who that is. Or you can tell them to write the president of the United States, and many of them will tell you, yeah, but I know that won't do any good because he doesn't listen anyway. So that's where they're at. I mean, that's where their heads are at. And I can't blame them.
Then I guess, Jay, they'll be buying Chinese cars.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Maybe they won't buy Chinese cars because maybe they'll see these stories, which affect them directly because they've got kids, and they heard about the dog food situation, and they've heard about the toothpaste, and they've heard about the tires, and so they'll say, well, wait a minute, I don't trust these folks, and I'm not going to buy anything from them. I don't know. I'm only hazarding to guess, and the problem with all of this is that we can't get any accurate feeling about this because the way things are structured, the people who have a tendency to listen to us now have a tendency to agree with us. This is basically, most talk radio now is basically the amen corner of people who agree. And those who would call and say, GJ, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, my boss is on me. I've got this, I've got that. Those folks aren't listening to us. They're listening to KCUV or KBCO or maybe the Mountain.
Well, the only thing I think the amen people can do right now is when they have an opportunity and they overhear conversations like I did in a group of women yesterday complaining about buying Chinese and that they can't find a particular bike or motorbike, whatever it was this lady was talking about, that wasn't made in China. The only thing I can tell them is, you know, look a little deeper, you know, and share with them a couple tidbits of what I've learned and maybe motivate them to say, oh, gee, maybe I better tune in a little bit more than this. I mean, complaining about it in a group of women or friends or whatever, we can release some of the built-up frustration, but it doesn't change anything. So they could take 5 minutes away from that 30-minute conversation and make a phone call to the representative or just dig a little bit deeper.
I think it's very, very hard to get people to do that. For instance, consumer prices have edged up 0.1%. See, everybody's going to feel that. That's what they're concerned about. But Oakley, thanks. I hope you'll call again.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, have a good day. See ya. Let's go to Matt in Denver. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
So there's been this video floating around for a couple months now on a lot of the automotive blogs where a Chinese car company sent their crash test video into the European car manufacturers, and the car was actually completely devastated. And they ended up, I think they had to dismantle the mannequin to get it out of the car because it was hurt so bad.
Well, bad crash record.
Yes.
Yeah, doesn't that figure?
That's amazing. I mean, you'd think that somebody, I mean, the Germans are really good about their safety, and to have them submit something like that to the Germans, you know, a lot of people pulled out of the market for that brand because of that video.
Yeah, that makes, you know what, and that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It sure does. I mean, I sure as heck wouldn't put my foot in one of those cars if they can't clean their act up.
Yeah, they're going to have to go a long, long way to convince me, and I don't think that I'm convincible because I think I'm like most people, and I think you probably like this too. You see enough of something, you walk away with the feeling, hey, man, not for me.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be your consumer test pilot. Right?
Exactly. And, you know, it would take a good, clean, you know, 10, 15-year track record of car making like a lot of the companies have now before I would even bother looking at them.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I see, you and I are on the same frequency. I'm not going to be, note to the Cherry car company.
Right.
Matt and myself are not volunteering to be your crash test dummies.
No way.
Have to find somebody else. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, he's right. I wouldn't touch it. 8:50, 50 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Some of these emails are pretty interesting, too. Let me squeeze this one in real quick. Most of us don't like the Chinese government. However, the recalls have to do with American companies that choose to move their manufacturing there. It's time to take action against all American companies that cause harm to Americans. At least a fine and an import tax. At most, block sales of their products until they can prove they manufacture in this country. Yeah, I think that's one facet of the argument, Sue. I certainly do. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We'll expect a slow go if you're on westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike between Sheridan and Church Ranch. Peak volume there for sure. Same thing along northbound I-25 extending through the bridges, and your eastbound lanes of C-470 stacked up now across Littleton as well as Highlands Ranch. Still dealing with crash activity and the resulting delays westbound I-70 from Chambers to Quebec, and we also had a new two-car crash eastbound I-70 at Holly. Weather outlook today. It's going to be a partly cloudy day, but cooler with a high of 90. Tonight, we'll get some evening thunderstorms likely, 61. One for a low. Right now, fair and 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Call your local shelter insurance agent to set up a free insurance protection review and learn more about the many discounts.
For over 20 years, Hughes Irrigation has specialized in the repair, maintenance, and new installation of sprinkler systems. Hughes Irrigation is a Better Business Bureau Gold Star winner for the past 3 years running. As a Blue List member, Hughes Irrigation encourages you to contact them for all your sprinkler needs. Call Hughes Irrigation at 303-692-9401. That's 692-9401 for Hughes Irrigation.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dinovite on an AM radio station.
And we hear some people on the radio saying Dinovite.
And I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dinovite.
I logged on to Dinovite.com.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite.
The vet noticed that my golden retriever Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
A 1 year regular monthly rate supply. Service is not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
8:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important announcement from the Mortgage Store you can't afford to miss. Due to the adjustable rate mortgage crisis, the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation has pledged $20 billion in financing to help families stay in their homes and get a loan they can afford. The best way for you to access this program is calling the Mortgage Store. They're dedicating $35 million to a bailout fund to help homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages going out of control. Get rid of that adjustable loan and all your other debt and get the security of one new low fixed payment and no payment for up to 90 days. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and they're a direct lender, and they can close your loan fast. They approve their own loans, so they can even say yes when you've been turned down elsewhere. Discover how much money you could be saving every single month. There's a limited amount of money available, and it's not going to last long. So call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Go will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle. Offers not valid on damaged vehicles. How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. Announcing the Go 120% trade-in events. This week only, Go will purchase your trade for up to 120% of book trade-in value. That's up to 120% of what the book says your trade-in's worth. No games, no gimmicks. You'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Your trade may never be worth more than it will be this week during the Go 120% trade-in events at 17 Go showrooms in Denver alone. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light screen. Go.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Boys, boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys.
Oh, we're back to this again. We're back to this. Well, we're going to get back to this again. Then I want to hear Rico Suave. Cats, thunder showers, 10%. No, actually 30%. High today, 90. We're talking about the Chinese. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me point that out and be specific. The Chinese leadership, not the Chinese people, because I don't like or dislike them. I don't know. This comes from my buddy Barry, who emailed this in. I think it's important to get this out. Thank you, Barry. 80% of U.S. toys come from China. 70% or more of U.S. apple juice comes from China. The FDA inspects only approximately 1.5% of all food items entering the U.S. USDA inspects meat, and the USDA requires foreign producers to meet U.S. standards before allowing imports in, but the FDA does not. Why is that? Thanks, Bear. Good email. Let's go to Stuart in Denver. Stuart, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
So they left out of the news, you know, that a couple weeks ago the White House actually did put together a blue ribbon panel to study the problems with the imports from China and the dangers. But unfortunately, you know, their minimal style, they appointed all Chinese to the panel. I'm just kidding. Actually, they did put together a panel, but we don't know who it is, so...
Well, blue ribbon panels usually mean death. They usually mean, like, down the black, dark hole of nowhereness, never to be found again. You know that zone that, like, your car keys go to, or an important piece of paper, or your wallet, or your purse, or something that you're looking for, goes into that that deep, dark hole. Around our house, it's called the Mary Zone, and it goes into the Mary Zone. You never see it again. That's
right.
That's what happened with that.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I keep telling my friends and everybody, you know, is that it's too late. You know, the U.S. manufacturers are gone, or they've moved to China. You know, they had to do that. So it was like, you know, 6 years ago that we should have been concerned about this, and we could have done something about it as consumers to put pressure on it. But
well, they didn't have to do it. They did it because they can make more money.
Well, you know, I mean, most Americans think all they think about is the price. They don't think about how long it's going to last or the quality of it or anything. They look at what I got for cheap, you know, and the time for concern is gone. I mean, the factories are moved and the companies are out of business and no longer make stuff in America.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Do you think that the whole idea of you get what you pay for, do you think that still applies in this day and age?
Yeah, but most people don't. I mean, all they want to do is, you know, tell their friends about what a great deal, how what a great shopper they are, you know, and you can't say, well, 3 years from now. I mean, I work on and off in the building trade, and every time I go by a hardware store, which are now being pressured to go package because of the prices, you know, I dig at the bottom and find a U.S. caulk gun because apparently they don't caulk in China either.
Yep, you know what? You're exactly right about that. Stuart, thanks. I got to...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Film Festival, and now you can experience them for yourself. Try hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with the free trial of hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-400-6078.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A bail hearing is getting underway at this hour in federal court in Brooklyn for former NBA referee Tim Donaghy, who's pleaded guilty to two felony conspiracy counts earlier this morning. WCBS reporter Irene Cornell was in court for Donaghy's appearance.
Donaghy admitted in court that he passed along valuable inside information to bookies and other gamblers. He'd give them his picks on which teams would win, and they'd pay him when he was right.
Donaghy resigned last month after 13 years as an NBA ref. A report by New York police officials say authorities have pinpointed more than two dozen clusters of young Muslim men in the Northeast who may be bent on carrying out a terrorist attack.
9/11 from the NYPD report is an anomaly. In other words, most terrorists kind of grow up from within inside the country.
CBS News terrorism consultant Paul Kurtz.
The operating assumption must be there are cells operating within the United States.
And the report concludes that while Al-Qaeda may not offer operational control of terrorist cells, it still provides inspiration. In Iraq, the death toll is climbing from four suicide bombings targeting a religious group in northwestern part of the country. At least 200 people were killed, hundreds more wounded. One U.S. general says he suspects it's the work of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Yet another Chinese-made product is under scrutiny because it's a hazard to children. This time it's not toys, but some vinyl bibs, apparently tainted with lead, sold by Toys R Us stores under a variety of labels, including especially for baby and koala baby. Julie Valise is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
We make recommendations to parents and caregivers to discard bibs that are in poor condition to avoid any potential exposure to lead from swallowing the vinyl.
Now, the toy chain says it had the bibs tested independently as recently as May, and they were found to be within safety margins. The heat wave plaguing the southern plains and deep south is not letting up. Once again today, temperatures are pushing into the triple digits. The searing weather is blamed for deaths in at least a dozen states. In Mississippi, it's so hot that 19 preschool facilities have been closed for the rest of the week. Arvin Moore is head of the state's Head Start program.
We did it only for the safety of the children. We met on this and discussed it, and finally we decided to just close down for a week.
How bad's the housing slump? The National Association of Realtors senior economist Lawrence Yoon says sales are down pretty much everywhere.
Home sales throughout the country were 11% lower in the second quarter compared to the year before. And sales are down in most states.
The worst downturn in 16 years. Checking on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 30 points. The NASDAQ is ahead almost 10. This is CBS News.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed, only brand clinically tested.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. Office Depot has everything from binders to backpacks, calculators to crayons, all in one place. And with the Office Depot low price guarantee, you never have to worry about paying too much. Office Depot is the place to shop for everything on that back to school supplies list. So don't be late for school. Come in today to Office Depot. Taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The host committee for the 2008 Democratic National Convention in Denver has stopped issuing updates on fundraising after falling short of its first benchmark, but organizers say they're not worried. The host committee has a goal of raising $40 million in cash and $15 million in in-kind contributions by next June. In the last update, the committee had about $6 million in cash, short of its $7 million benchmark. Fort Carson has given reporters a look at its Wounded Warrior Unit. Colonel Kelly Wolgast says the unit's primary mission is to heal so soldiers can return to service or civilian society as quickly as possible. There's no time limit on soldiers being in the unit. One specialist says the care has been excellent. And an ethics complaint has now been dismissed against the special prosecutor in the case involving a Denver city attorney who offed himself in June. Jeffco DA Jeff Story had been prosecuting former judge and Denver city attorney Larry Manzanares, who killed himself after he was formally charged with stealing a computer. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, lots of slow pockets still around the metro area as we move out of the peak of the commute. We had earlier wrecks affecting eastbound I-70 between I-25 and Quebec, and on the westbound side between Chambers and Quebec. So you'll still find those dragging a bit. We also have pretty sluggish traffic now into downtown, southbound I-25, I-70 to Spear. Thankfully, though, no new wrecks. Weather outlook today.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
High today of 90. I'm getting there, John. What's wrong with you?
I didn't know if you'd misplaced your weather report.
No, I misplaced a lot of things, but not my weather report. AM 760 wants to send you the movies for free. The 11th Hour, produced and narrated by Leonardo DiCaprio. Is a film that inspires action as we face the crisis of global warming. This film screening is coming up Thursday, August 23rd at the UA Denver Pavilions. I understand the film is excellent. Come pick up your free movie passes today between noon and 1 at the Bojo's in Denver, located on 2710 Colorado Boulevard. That's the Bojo's today in Denver, noon to 1. Get your free movie passes, located 2710 Colorado Boulevard in Denver. And for more information on this, visit am760.net. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, we'll go ahead and do it. And I got to say, there's emails from people. I can't believe that you're blaming the Chinese for this. because last hour we were talking about buying cars from China. It's American companies. It's American. You know, we're not. I'm not having a trade policy discussion here. I'm only asking the simple. I was only asking the simple question last hour about whether you would even consider buying a Chinese automobile based on their track record. And by the way, I do have stuff in my house made in China. One of the things that greatly disappoints me is, and I love these, I collect these little things, these little die-cast cars, sports cars. And if you look on the back of them, you know, they're made by various companies, Mini Champs is one. If you look at the back of them, it says made in China. Which is a drag. Kay in Centennial. Kay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Sorry, I didn't hear you say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Kay, good morning.
Good morning, Jake. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. I have a couple comments. I was telling John I decided about a month ago that I'm going to buy any more products made in China, especially toys for my grandson. And I'm realizing it's probably going to be a very slim Christmas because as I was looking yesterday, every product I picked up was made in China. So I've decided that I think the only way we're going to change anything is, like with many things, is I'm going to not spend my dollar. And I think, like those group of women that were talking, I think a group of women can change things very quickly when we all start uniting and not spending money on products made in China.
Well, I hope you can get out from underneath it, but the problem is they make so much, and
a lot
of people who go into, you know, they buy for the best price. They don't bother to, a lot of times, to read the labels. I mean, it's a hard, you know, it's a very, very hard thing to do.
You know, but so many things that are jeopardizing are out there. Know, from our children, our animals, our food safe. The conscience, I think, we stop buying any product made in China, and it's just going to cause us to be a lot more creative what we do and what we look for, that maybe some of that pressure will
stop. Okay, thanks. I appreciate you hanging on. I appreciate you commenting, but I'm losing you. Starting to lose you. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm starting to lose you. How about this email from Roger? Chinese auto financing. Capital One Financial keeps sending me letters and email to use their auto financing. However, the small print says no Korean autos. Do you think a large number of financial companies will balk at Chinese autos? Boy, I don't know about that, but I'll bet you the way they'll get around that is they'll put together the money to do the financing themselves. You know, like the Cherry Automobile Credit Corporation or something. Here's one from John. This is kind of a strange email. American cars are made with Chinese parts. I buy Chinese model making kits and they're superior. I like Chinese people. The problem with human beings is that they run in vicious packs. I have no idea, John, how this relates to what we're talking about. No, not you. No, John the emailer, not John Turk. John looks at me like, huh? Oh, spoiling for a fight, eh? Are you, John? Okay, let's get into one. All right, Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ralph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put you on hold.
It's you.
Well, my comment basically is this. I'm listening to you on a 40-year-old Sony radio that I bought just after there was a big scandal about how bad Japanese cheap toys were. And I'm driving foreign cars because I go back to the period when American cars had a wonderful thing called an exploding gas tank.
Well, not all of them did. Some of them did.
No, but some of them did. And not all of the Chinese products you're talking about are bad. Only some of them.
No, but in this case, if you go look at the statistics, we're talking about more than some of them. We're talking about quite a few of them.
Okay.
If you go look at the raw numbers, we're talking about quite a few.
Well, but Jay, the thing is, what we're talking about is actually the quality of what's produced. And that depends on, among other things, the quality of the corporations or whoever is making them. And I'm not an apologist for the Chinese government. How shall I say? I had a friend who, after the Korean War, ended up being re-educated by the Chinese for quite a while. So I don't love them. But the bottom line is, if I'm going to buy something, I'm going to look at quality. And in looking at quality, I think what we need to also take into account is the quality of such great American companies as, say, Enron and Halliburton. So I don't think you should go by the country label. I think you both should go by who is the corporation that made it and what's the...
No, I totally and completely disagree with that. Because the Chinese, not only did the Chinese not have the checks and balances and do not have the proper balance checks and balances, but apparently we don't either. And the fact is that when you talk about the Chinese state-run properties and you talk about the Chinese leadership as a whole, not the Chinese people, by the way, I have to keep saying that because there are some dimmerods out there that can't catch this. And I'm not talking about the woman who called me up. They're just terrible individuals to begin with.
They're despicable.
They're despicable. And the fact is, the very fact is that they keep getting caught time and time again with these problems because you know something? Basically, they don't give a damn. Now, if there's lead in the paint, say, for instance, these toys, then some human being had to apply that paint, or some machine had to do it, and there had to be somebody sitting there while the machine was doing it. So that means that their workers were being exposed to it, too. But they don't give a crap about that. They don't give a damn one way or the other. And yes, American companies do hold responsibility, no question about it. But we're basically not having a discussion here about American corporate responsibility and or trade policies. We're having a discussion about the idea, does the adverse effect of these stories, where does it leave you in regards to you know, would you buy a car from the Chinese? And you know what? I certainly wouldn't do it. And then I get some moron. Well, this guy is a moron because he's emailed me before, and he's a jerk. But he sends John this because he knows he can't get it through to me because I don't read anything that he sends me. He says, don't tell the talent or he'll self-destruct. There are Chinese parts in Porsche. See below. And his example is, are you ready for this? Because he knows I love Porsches.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he's having fun driving his Bimmer. A Porsche 986. Well, that's good, but guess what? I don't own a 986. And he's talking about one part that he apparently copied out of a catalog, and it's like, I mean, come on, stop making ridiculous arguments.
But Jay, the question here is the safety of a product, and the question is, you know, not only
the safety, but also the quality.
Well, yeah, but like with my Sony radio, I mean, it's a question of a learning curve. The Japanese finally figured out somewhere in the early 1960s that Americans got upset with schlocky products or with dangerous products. And so they improve the quality. And my only thing is, I think the Chinese are on that same learning curve.
Well, good. Then let them get on it. But they're not going to get there. They're not going to get there with my dollars if I can help it.
But wait a minute, Jay. Just a second. The Chinese are going to get there a lot faster because of one thing. When something screws up the Chinese trade, what they do is they go out and shoot a corporate president,
or the CEO commits suicide.
Well, either or. I mean, that was the CEO commit suicide happened in Japan. It helped their products get better much faster.
Well, you know, you know what? That may be fine, but here's the choice. You can take that, and you can believe that, and you can act accordingly. But for me, I will never buy a Chinese automobile. I, at times, have to buy things that are made in China because they're available, but I don't have to like it, and nothing can make me like a repressive government.
Okay,
so those things are never going to change.
No, but the thing is, Jay, I'm never going to buy an American car.
Same well, then reason. Fine. Don't buy one. I'm not forcing you to.
But, no, but my options are not.
But I'm not forcing you to.
The options are, okay, I'm going to, I drive a Honda, I've driven Volvos, I haven't had an American car in 30 years.
Well, I don't drive an American car either.
Okay. But then it's, you know, but the question then again goes back to, can you find something at a price that you can afford that you trust the manufacturer? And it's not a question of what, how shall I say, Chinese government, good, bad, or indifferent, U.S. government, good, bad, or indifferent. The question is a question of quality.
And no, China, no. It is a question of that for some people, including myself. But what you're doing is you're reframing the question to fit your argument, and that's fine. That's fine.
But you don't do that?
Well, no, that's fine. But I'm just, but no, but there's nowhere to go here because for me, whether it, look, it's an example of this, okay? I could go to Walmart. I could pay less at Walmart. Would you agree?
Sure.
I choose not to go to Walmart. I choose to go to somewhere else and pay more.
Okay.
So what I'm saying to you is, for me, not anybody else, just for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn what the Chinese do. If I can get around having to buy something made by them, I will. And I most certainly would never, never buy a car from them. And that's just the way it is. I mean, right now, I just will not do it, and I think that the people whose idea it is to bring these automobiles into the United States, it's going to be very interesting to see how they do.
They won't.
In the automobile marketplace. Well, they're going to. They're going to bring it in, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. But the quality isn't there, Americans aren't going to buy it. If the quality is there, like with the Japanese and like with the Europeans, eventually we'll get around to it. So the question is, can the Chinese get their quality up?
Well, I don't know. I'm not them, and I don't know, but as far as I'm concerned, I won't touch them, and you're free to do what you want to do.
Oh, I'm not going to touch them now either.
All right. Thanks, Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 20 minutes after 9. Here on AM 760.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
Seizures. since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralace and Bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. And they now have an office, a new office, brand new office in Loveland. Visit Icon online to find out more at IconDenver.com. That's I like the letter, Denver.com.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Okay, we're rolling. Chrysler Radio, take one.
The future of Chrysler is brighter than ever, and here's what you can expect.
You're going to have to go faster.
20 new vehicles for starters, and a first-ever lifetime powertrain limited warranty.
Pick up the pace.
Then there's our largest lineup of Jeep vehicles, our beautifully engineered Chrysler lineup, as well as the longest-lasting, most durable line of full-size pickups from Dodge with Hemi V8 power, or a new 6.7-liter Cummings turbo diesel engine.
Even faster.
And innovations like heated and cooled cup holders, music gate, flip-down speakers, dual DVDs, future hybrid Hemis, load and go.
Faster.
MyGig multimedia systems, MDS, not to mention stow-and-go seating, plus a chill zone to keep your drinks cool in the glove compartment. Getting lightheaded.
Introducing the new Chrysler. Get ready for the next 100 years.
All right, disclaimer. Make it fast.
No deductible applies. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Non-transferable. Not available on SRT, diesel vehicles, Sprinter, Ram, chassis, cab, and certain fleet vehicles. On purchases beginning 726.07, based on R.L. Polk & Company vehicles and operation registration statistics, 1987 to 2006. Durability based on longevity. Visit ChryslerLLC.com for more information.
Whew. You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Yeah, Tommy.
Taco. Grande.
Oh, this is Weird Al Yankovic, isn't it?
Taco.
Weird Al Yankovic sucks.
Grande.
Jimmy Jungle.
Come on, I want the original version.
Tengo el dinero para un steak picado. La salsa si tamale siempre mi bueno.
I want the original version.
Chili relleno. You see, I just gotta have a tostada, carne asada. That's right, I want the whole enchilada. My
only... Now, this is the new Tom Tancredo campaign song.
Rico.
Tome.
Rico.
Tommy.
I don't drink or smoke, and it's a dope once I know coke. You ask me how do I do it, I cope. My only addiction has to do with a female species. I don't.
Yeah, you know what? You could see the Tom Tancredo band rolling around with handing out flyers like in Iowa with this song blaring over the system. And, yo, Holmes, check it out. Handing out flyers, right?
Tommy. Rico.
Yeah, we want to congratulate Tom Tancredo on his astonishing fourth place finish. Oh, really? Like, first would be great. Second is would be shocking, kind of like Mike Huckabee. And third would be acceptable. Oops, wait a minute. But fourth is kind of off the radar.
Woohoo, I won fourth.
Wow, I won fourth. So we get to talk show hosts in this town who slobber over him like a boxer on a hot day on Colorado Boulevard.
Oh, well, congratulations, you took fourth place. That's amazing.
You know, okay, good, fine. We could run Lin Piao, and Lin Piao could probably take fourth. Let's go to Tony in Denver, who's been hanging on. Open phones. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm all right.
Yes, sir. I've been holding on, and I was just commenting on the is Barack Obama black enough and some of the racial issues that some people have, whatever. And like a lot of your listeners who called and said everybody wants the same thing, and I agree with that. Everybody does want the same thing. I asked my father-in-law this question. He said he thought it was normal for someone to say that about Barack Obama. And I grew up with a white stepfather who's raised me from the time of 18 months with two brothers and a sister that are biracial and mixed culture of black and white. And I dealt with black kids or black people, African-Americans, who thought I was, you know, was better than them because I got a white stepfather, and I dealt with, you know, white kids or Hispanic and Asian kids who, you know, who thought they were better, but I think it's more of a financial thing. And if you people try to look at somebody and say, I don't think they meant a disrespect by saying he's not black enough, but saying, hey, when you vote somebody in the office or you whether it be the mayor or governor or whatever, you want somebody that's sort of going to not necessarily your way on everything, but at least give you a fair opportunity or whatever. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I do. But I don't know how to gauge the question of whether Barack Obama is whether he's black enough, and I certainly don't know how you would judge that if the people that are doing the judging are white.
Oh.
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny, isn't it? But it went on. I mean, it's gone on. Tucker Carlson was talking about it, and he's like, and the panelists were all white guys. We had a couple of talk show hosts here who were doing it, and they were white.
Yeah, and you know what? It's, you know, and people will say, well, there's a lot of cultural differences, whatever. But for me, in an environment that I grew up in, and then being in the military for 13 years, traveling across the world, or whatever, it's strange for me to be in Afghanistan and see in a foreign country and see a pickup pull up, a Toyota pickup with their nationality in the back of it, and they're playing American hip hop and got the emblems of rap groups here in America stenciled on the side of their trucks and you know, saying, yeah, we gangsters and tough too, and I'm looking like, man.
Yeah, I would think I would have been seriously on the crack pipe at that point.
No, and it happens. You can see it. You know, and some of the GIs that's over there and the Marines that come out, they see it, and we all look at each other like, man.
Yeah, what is that?
what was that? You know, and they'll come up and say, hey, I'm cool with you, and whatever. And you're looking at them, okay. And then they ride by, hey, you know, Flavor Flav number one, you got to look at it like, my God, man.
Yeah.
With, you know, and things have been influenced so much by what somebody else perceives as being black or white or Hispanic. And they catch the same thing even when, I'm sure that some of the Hispanics, when Peña was voted in, they wanted somebody, they didn't necessarily mean he wasn't Spanish enough. They just want somebody that says, hey, look, you know, we felt like we haven't been looked after or whatever. Can he at least be fair, you know, across the board with everybody? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's a reasonable way. I think if you're African-American and you look at Barack Obama, I think that's a reasonable way to look at things. The trouble I have with this is how do white media figures, how do they judge whether he's black or not? Or, okay, how about this? How about women? How about white women? Is Hillary Clinton woman enough to be voted in? Has Rudy Giuliani been divorced enough times to be president? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I guess when you look at who's came before him, and you see, say, let's give you an example, Reverend Al Sharpton, who does have a little street in him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whatever. And they expect Barack, if he's speaking to someone intelligently and elegantly and getting his point across without bringing the street out or whatever, then that's what they probably mean by, oh, he ain't black enough. He's not putting the street down. You don't have to do that in order to get your point across or to make a point. And I tell some guys, the same guy that was the class clown in the third grade is the class clown in the eighth grade. It's the class clown at the 12th grade, and the class clown on a damn job too.
That's exactly right, and
he's been persecuted. Oh, it's against me. No, dude, you know you were a dumbass in the 8th and 12th grade, and you're being a dumbass on the job.
Exactly. I hear you. So, hey, Tony, thank you, man. Thank you for your contribution to the country. Thanks for your call too. Call again.
All right. Thanks.
All right. See you. That was good. All right. Do I got time for another one? Okay, Junco in Aurora, hang on. We're coming to you. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Gino with traffic.
All right, thanks, Jay. So far, we're looking much better. We do have traffic dragging just a bit eastbound I-70 between I-25 and Quebec. That was from an earlier wreck, but it looks like all the collisions cleared off the highway. Have the usual slow pocket there downtown on southbound I-25. And I-70 will remain closed in that area around Grand Junction. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, cooler with a high of 90. Tonight we'll get some isolated evening thunderstorms and a low of 61. Right now it's fair and 78. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tools, the technology, the technicians. That's genuine Nissan service and parts.
Close your eyes and think of warm tropical breezes, light sandy beaches, aquamarine waters, and deep blue skies. Now imagine you're enjoying a faraway underwater world of coral reefs and Dr. Seuss tropical sea creatures. Ocean First Divers invites you on an exotic journey to Indonesia, Cozumel, or the Galapagos. Be pampered in Bali or dive off the Yucatan, starting at under $1,800 per person. Need lessons or a refresher? Ocean First Divers has Boulder's only heated dive pool, located right at 30th and Bluff Street, next to the Steel Yards. Go online at OceanFirstDivers.com and check out their carbon offset program.
The sounds of summer are here, but we know the sound you're waiting for. Thursday, September 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, the NFL opening kickoff starring John Mellencamp, Faith Hill, and Kelly Clarkson, presented by Sprint, is on NBC. Then the Super Bowl champion Colts host the New Orleans Saints with Al Michaels and John Madden.
This is Kelly Clarkson. This is one launch party you don't want to miss.
The NFL opening kickoff is coming September 6th on NBC. NFL opening kickoff presented by Sprint is rated for sprint speed. Sprint ahead.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Real people like you and me every single day, do not let these folks push you around, and they're going to do it too. And that's why you got to have people like Mike Turner and Scott Henderson to step up to the plate and take them to the mat. That's what they're all about. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are progressive lawyers who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Look, it's vitamin A.
Vitamins and minerals of Centrum Silver, I've got a big announcement. We've been reformulated!
Yeah! I fear change.
Relax, Zinc. Centrum Silver still helps protect the health of people over 50, and now we're better balanced to work together, like more vitamin C and E to support natural cell repair.
C, E, I love this antioxidant!
New age-adjusted Centrum Silver, working better together.
From A to Zinc.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiance systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Just look at her over there. She thinks she's so much better than us. Just because she came from Creekside Tree Nursery, she must think we don't notice her smooth, silky leaves, her flashy fall color. Oh no, she's looking this way. Hey girl, looking good.
Gorgeous, healthy tree or shrub from Creekside Tree Nursery is the talk of the neighborhood. End of summer is the time to plant, and Northeast Boulder is the location. Find directions to Creekside Tree Nursery at creeksideboulder.com. Go to Bojo's Pizza in Denver at Colorado and Yale today at noon and pick up your pass to The 11th Hour, the movie that examines the environmental crisis humanity faces today. Bojo's is a green operation using wind source power in all stores.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay. This song's about drugs. I'm so nervous, I want to send this one out to everybody in Big Pharma. 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 90. Good to have you along. Open phones. And we go to Junco in Aurora. Junco, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I have been listening to you for a few years now, and it's my first time I've ever calling a famous radio personality.
Well, I'm not famous. I work in the field of obscurity, but you know what? I'm glad you decided to call.
Thank you. I've been enjoying this program this morning, especially because I could relate with everything that's been talked about. I want to say no to buying Chinese vehicles. I feel that maybe the U.S. is really working on bettering their automobiles. At least I hope so. I've never owned an American vehicle, but I want to. And, of course, I may not be, well, I'm not black, but I'm half Asian, and I've never heard anyone Asian calling you. I might have missed it, but I thought I would put my two cents in. I'm half white and half Asian, and I'm married to a man who's African-American, but he's definitely mixed, too. He's light with blue eyes. And so I don't understand about if somebody is black enough, for that matter, Asian enough, or white enough, or any of that.
How do you measure that?
I have no idea. The only thing I know is that prejudice is live and well in the U.S. because I definitely get treated differently when people first meet me, because I don't look Asian, but I don't exactly look white. But I'm considered to be attractive, so I guess that helps me. But I've noticed that when my husband comes into a picture, the attitude changes.
Oh, really?
So it's really sad, you know, how that is. So I don't know how they measure it.
And when you say attitude changes, describe that a little bit.
Okay, it's kind of like, God, my name is unusual, so I hope people don't recognize it, but like, I'm raising my granddaughter, who is mixed like me. As a matter of fact, she's got Filipino, Japanese, and white, and so people seem to accept us, you know, she's a beautiful little girl,
right.
And they're very friendly to us and everything, and we talk about getting the kids together and playing and everything. Well, when my husband came to visit at school, you know, they could see that he was African-American, and the lady's attitudes changed completely, and they weren't so much interested in us getting together.
Hmm.
After that, so I feel like, you know, this country's got a long ways to go as far as accepting people of other cultures and race.
Yeah, I think we do too. I think we're threatened by anybody who is not like us, and I think we also look over our history. I mean, we've done it to the Italians, we've done it to the mm-hmm. Irish, we've done it to the Polish, we've done it to the Jews, we've done it to the Chinese, we've done it to the Japanese, we've done it to anybody who comes here from another country. If they don't look like the majority, mm-hmm. then bang, there we go, and people are like down on their case, and this has all been going on, and it's going on now. And I at least get one email every single day about how, oh, Jay, the Democrats are going to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat if they don't get serious about this illegal immigration problem.
Mm.
Well, yes, we have an illegal immigration problem. Yes, we have a border security problem. Yes, we should do something about that, but there is so much hysteria going on here, and most of the hysteria is whipped up by folks who either want to make political mileage out of it, or they would rather talk about that than talk about what's really going on. And my example is the article today in the Rocky Mountain News. How much caterwauling did we hear about, oh, my God, these children of illegals who are born here, these anchor babies, quote-unquote, they're going to get tuition. Why should they get tuition? And then today, in the Rocky Mountain News, there's an article where Attorney General Southers rules that, yes, indeed, they are entitled to tuition. And the number of students covered every year by this, they were concerned with this, 75.
That was it?
That's it. That's it. But you know what? Doing that as a topic and being into that every single day, that's a hell of a lot better than talking about the things that are really going on, in which we have tremendous problems to face, and we're not facing them because that's we have right. leadership that's incapable of facing them.
Oh, that is so true.
And that's what they do.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what they do. And it's like, oh, God, again, here we go again. So you turn that stuff on, and here we go again. It's the same thing about the debate about Barack Obama.
Yes.
Okay. Does Mr. Obama have a workable health care plan, or doesn't he? Does Mr. Obama's belief in foreign policy and his attitude towards Pakistan, his feeling about that, does that really, you know, will that fly or will it not, even though it is already the law of the United States of America, so there's no real debate there, but can we examine those things? No. Let's sit around and have a discussion, particularly if we're white. Let's sit around and have a discussion about how black he is. I mean, what a total and complete waste of our time, don't you think?
Oh, yes, I agree with you totally. And I can't wait till the elections. I really can't. I'm not sure who I'm going to vote for, but I think we've got fabulous candidates. So there's
somebody,
no reason.
Somebody good will emerge.
Yes, I feel that completely. So, oh, you know what? There's one other thing I want to bring up, and they were talking about Chinese products and how inexpensive they are and how much the middleman makes off of them.
Right.
It is so true because I used to be in high-end retail and clothing, and there was always a talk about how much of a markup was placed on items coming from China, and they said it was minimum 1,500%. So that no matter how much of a markdown would occur, they would still make a profit off of it. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, that's what they're in business to do.
Yeah.
Question is, there's just a lot of questions, you know, going on here. June Cole, I appreciate the call, and I hope, oh, and I love your first name, and I hope you'll call again.
Okay, thank you very much, Jay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Kurt in Aurora. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Kurt? I don't mean to be Kurt. Kurt? Oh, gone. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. Doug, Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
All right, man, I'm hanging in here.
Hey, you know, I'd feel a whole lot better in life if Barack was the color blue. I mean, that would just stop all that nonsense, wouldn't it?
No, because then we'll get into a debate about is he blue enough.
Oh, that's true. He couldn't be sky blue, so nobody would be happy, huh?
That's right. Is he blue enough?
People are so stupid when they come up with stuff like that. I mean, it's entertaining, but it's sad, you know, to know that the little brains out there have to come up with something like that. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, it's useless.
Yeah. I mean, it's a waste of paper. It's a waste of airtime when these crazies get on there. And I don't know. It's just nothing but a mess. Having said that, I don't advocate, I don't have an interest, and I don't sell this stuff, but I just came across a new, type of space heater. Runs off of, quartz, infrared light to a cured copper coil, and I paid $200 including shipping. It was a recondition. But, the company name is called Eden Pill, up to 50%, and in the right setting, of course. The brochure also says that you can turn your thermostat down to about 50 degrees on an average winter day. And we're not talking below zero and stuff. But on your normal winter days here, this little unit, I believe, is going to save me a boatload of cash.
Well, I'd be interested in hearing from you once we get, like, into the middle of winter.
Okay.
I'd love to hear from you what's going on with your electric bills.
I just bought it over the phone. It will probably be delivered to my work today or tomorrow, and I thought I'd just get a jump on things, but this thing is so cool. And now I heard that Sherwin-Williams is selling a paint additive. It's a insulating value additive that you put per gallon of paint. In January, a friend of mine that is a house painter painted my place for free with stuff, and he wanted to study my bills. Well, December's bill in January last year was $151, for 952 square. In February, I get the January bill, and we all know that January just crippled everybody. And my bill went down $21. That's with lousy windows and plastic on them and very poor insulation. So those are a couple of items out there I think people ought to take notice on. It's just rumored that Sherwin-Williams is selling this additive, but the main thing is I want people to Google that Eden Pure and just read up on it and check it out because I'm looking to, hey, I don't know, 40%. If I can save 40%, $150 a month, I go down to $100, I'm tickled.
Well,
I'm gonna keep...
all right, man, you know what you got to do, though. You got to promise us that you'll let us know.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I'm a big mouth when it comes to things that are cool. So I'm definitely going to give you and Turk a holler on that, and that's guaranteed. So I'm going to get off the phone. I got to make a stop. You get the next caller in there and have a happy day.
All right, Doug, stay out of trouble, man.
You got it, man.
Talk to you. Now, see, he brings up a really interesting point about this whole energy thing. That people go on and on and on and on and on about automobiles. Now, automobiles only do one-third. Who's doing the rest of it? And what about our houses and office buildings and other things? So the idea is you got to try to go through and make your house as fuel efficient as you possibly can, which Mary and I have been endeavoring to do. Not that our electric bill, thank God, last year was that large, because it was pretty reasonable, but we're trying to get it down even more. With the lights we burn, the amount of time we burn lights, we're trying to do all that stuff.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
In Central City.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
Never. We've never had a car that has performed this well, and it got us through the entire winter last year. What a great vehicle. And we got it for a great price, too, at Rocky's Autos. Check out the selection they've got out there of clean late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and minivans, and SUVs. I mean, because they've got it. And over 700 vehicles. And I always talk about my friends out there, because they are my friends. And I can't get everybody's name in. But when I go out there, I feel at home. And when you go out there, you'll feel at home, too. But you can start off by asking for Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Tom or Marv Alshire. Just start with those guys, and they can help you out. And there's tons of other great people to introduce you to as well, like Freddie Lobrato, and the list just goes on and on. See the selection at RockiesAutos.com. Don't forget about the matching down incentive, and hours are convenient, too. Open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday until 9. That's Rockies Autos. It's just definitely the place to go, 63rd and Federal.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed, only brand clinically tested.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
After the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Martin along with you. High today, 90 chance of thunderstorms. Open phones, anything you want to talk about. We always do that in the 9 o'clock hour. And then all day Friday, all morning Friday, we do it too. Let me go to Alice in Longmont. Alice, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Jay, I want to say thank you for having me.
Well, and Alice, you're more than welcome.
And I'm going to also tell you that I really enjoy listening to your program. What you were talking a while back about, I'm not prejudiced to any race because I've had friends of all races. But I wanted to tell you that about some of China's products that I noticed that even back in the 80s, and there was on a pair of shoes, in fact, a couple of pair of shoes, and their tennis shoes were beautiful, but they had a flaw in them. It was in the right foot. When you looked at the shoes, on the left foot was straight, the right foot was turned in. And I wanted to call you to tell you, in case some of these parents bought some of these tennis shoes for their children, the school year. But anyway, that was one of the things, and they've done great things for the orthotic industry. And
how could they make a shoe where they made a shoe where your right foot turned in?
Yeah,
that'd be a little painful, wouldn't it?
Well, it did get painful, and then I wound up with orthotics. But there's something wrong, and I finally wrote the company, and they did straighten them out a little bit. But the darn heels, when you picked them up and looked at them, you'd notice that the heel was off on the right foot. And I had the bad habit of running in to places and picking up things without even trying them on. And I thought I'd mention this because I know there's a lot of parents out there that's going to be probably buying these shoes from China, sending their kids to school with them. And if they watch the leverage in the back, they can probably do away with some of that.
I wonder, are there even American-made shoes anymore?
I wonder. You know, they've got American labels on them. But I just wonder about that because they'll bring them in here. A lot of these products are bringing here, and they're made in China, but they'll label them with high price, usually people, well-known shoe companies, well-known clothing companies.
I'm looking at mine. Let's see here.
Did you? Look at that right foot.
Well, I don't know. Does it say where it doesn't say? It says it.
Does it?
Yeah. You know where it's made?
Where?
You don't want to know.
China.
Yeah.
So are mine.
It's made in China.
Well, you make sure if you buy any more shoes, you take those heels and you look at them straight. because I told your screen, I said I got really paranoid because I felt like they were trying to do a sin then.
Oh, it's made in China.
Yep.
Well,
everything we've got is made in China.
The hell am I going to do? Well, where's Nike made? Is that made? These are Puma. Where's Nike? Nike made in Japan?
Portland, Oregon, right? I don't know. Well, that's where their manufacturer is. I don't know if they're made there.
Well, I'll have to check that out. I'll have to switch shoes. Hey, Alice, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
You're the best.
Bye.
Okay. That's it. Time to pull up anchor and row away. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to aggravate another day. Tom Hartman is next.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
2020. Our summer savings end soon, so call 303. 303-